very, very well. In fact, they've met the last handful of years. Obviously, Mississippi Valley Conference foes prior to that. 31st meeting ever, unofficially, between Kennedy and Iowa City West, with the Cougars with the advantage, 18 wins to 12 wins for West High. West has won the last two games, though. They won a year ago in the regular season, 34-20. Also won in 2016 by a score of 24-10. Kennedy's last win came in 2015 by a three-point margin at 34-31. And the first time these two teams met, these two schools, back in 1970 when West High came away with that victory. Second time they're meeting in the playoffs. They met one other time, and that was back in 1999 in a quarterfinal when West High beat Kennedy by a score of 24-17. And these are two teams, you take a look at them coming in here as the Cougars make their way out onto the field here at Iowa City West. You got Kennedy, as you mentioned, 6-3. The Cougars like to do one thing, and they do it very, very well, and that is run the football. And in order to win this football game tonight, I think they're going to have to run it. They're going to have to dominate the line of scrimmage, and they're going to have to win the time of possession battle.
Somehow, the offensive coordinator, Kyle Knock, is going to have to find a way to diversify that running attack with some play-action passing, because we know from listening last Saturday morning to Coach Brian White that the defense for the Trojans are going to pack the box and force them to throw the ball. So they've got to have an answer, Scott. You're right, offensively. Defensively, it's going to be much the same case, because they're going to be bringing people from Kennedy's defense, linebackers and hybrids, that are going to be all over that quarterback, and they're going to try and make him throw as quickly as he possibly can. And so it's going to be a little bit of a chess match, I think, tonight.
If it's the old-school ground-and-pound Cougars, it's the high-flying West High Trojans. 36 points per ball game for Iowa City West, almost 400 yards of offense that West puts up per game. And it's a very interesting West team. It's you got Godet out as a wideout who's very, very good, but there's so many weapons. And it's just so many guys can beat you
right
on this West High team, and they are a big play unit.
They are. Just talking about Godet, doesn't he have some gaudy stat? Like, he averages 29 yards a reception? That is absolutely ridiculous, Scott. It means one of two things. Either he's going out for a short or intermediate route pass and catching the ball and then shaking off his defender for big yardage, or he's going down the sideline and he's getting big-time fade passes and just being probably hit in stride, not to mention the touchdowns that he scored. So that's going to be a real concern for Kennedy's defense tonight for sure. But back to your point about the all-around offense, we're watching them a little bit in warm-ups. They've got four receivers spread out all over the field. There's going to be four passing routes every pass play. You've got one guy offset in the backfield. And so, to your point, they have a lot of weapons, and they want to distribute the ball to each and every one of them.
And for West on the ground, seven guys with over 100 yards rushing.
That's nuts.
You can't.
It's pretty cool, but it's nuts.
You can't concentrate on just one. They're going to bring about seven at you. And it'll be a loaded running attack here for Iowa City West. This winner of this game here tonight is going to move on, and they will meet up with the winner of the game being played over at Tuvel Stadium tonight between the old rivals Pleasant Valley and Bettendorf. That will be next Friday in the quarterfinal round of the Iowa High School football playoffs. The other 4A first-round matchups tonight, it'll be at the Unidome, Cedar Falls taking on Indianola. Winner of that one will get the winner of Urbandale at Waukee. Ankeny is at West Des Moines Valley tonight. The winner of that one will get the winner of Fort Dodge and Dowling, which is being played over at Williams Stadium tonight. And then you've got, of course, Cedar Rapids Prairie. Best of luck to Mark Bliss and the Prairie Hawks as they are off to Johnston tonight to take on the Dragons. Winner of that one will get either Southeast Polk or Ankeny Centennial. So that is the way it breaks down as far as Class 4A is concerned. And two teams, even though they've only met once, John, as far as the playoffs are concerned, a lot of playoff history between these two teams.
Well, and you know what? The big thing that I think it's important for us to remember, Scott, is that the last 3 years, one of these teams has been in the state finals championship game. Come up on the short end, but the last 3 years, 3 years ago it was Kennedy. The last 2 years it was Iowa City West. So these are two teams that are very tradition-rich, represent Eastern Iowa well.
Yes, they do. And for the West High Trojans, Marcus Morgan has kind of taken over at the quarterback spot. And if that name sounds familiar, yeah, he's one of the Morgans that have come down through West High School. And as far as Marcus is concerned, a 6'2", 165-pound sophomore, and he's a dual-threat quarterback. He's ran it 38 times, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns, 5 yards a carry, also completing 58% of his passes for 11 touchdowns and 1 interception. And
just a sophomore.
Only a sophomore, and he's just an athlete back there.
Well, we're going to have fun watching him tonight because I think there's a lot of ways that they're going to use his playmaking ability, maybe even on some plays where things break apart and he's just got to improvise and overcome a situation that nobody expected. That's where your true athletes can really, at their quarterback position, have such a big impact on a game. And I think Morgan's the kind of guy that can showcase that tonight.
And for Kennedy, the way it sounds, we're going to see a lot of Max White at quarterback here tonight. So
also a sophomore.
Also a sophomore, and that tells you one thing. Kennedy's going to want to run the football. If Kennedy throws the ball, what's your over and under? How many passes, if Kennedy throws tonight, that they're going to be in good shape or they might be in a little bit of trouble?
Yeah, now Max White, he will have a scheme in mind. But most of the time when he lines up in that shotgun position to take the direct snap, it's going to be in a wildcat situation or another running type of situation where he's just maybe the third or even the fourth back that could carry the ball after several fakes that occur. But that might be where Kyle Knox's game plan comes into play tonight. And maybe they unleash Max White on some play action, short play action passes that keep the defense for the Trojans honest.
West making their way out onto the field, the field turf here at Iowa City West, and we'll check in with Jeff Moss coming up here in just a little bit. As both teams out onto the field, and we'll have the singing of our national anthem coming up in just a little bit. Garrett Hartwig is fifth year here at West High, making his fifth appearance as far as the playoffs. Brian White also in his fifth year at Cedar Rapids. Kennedy making his third appearance in the playoffs, and these two teams have represented Eastern Iowa in the final the last 3 years. We're going to take a 1 minute break, come back. We'll have our national anthem. We'll check in with Jeff Moss on the sideline, get you ready for the opening kickoff. It's Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, and Iowa City West, a 4A first round playoff game from Iowa City. Back in 1 minute on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Welcome back here to Trojan Field in Iowa City. Scott Unash, John Hagerty, and Jeff Moss with you here tonight as we're getting closer and closer to kickoff between Kennedy and West High here tonight. And a 4A first rounder, as we mentioned, winner gets either Bettendorf or Pleasant Valley coming up. We'll check in with Jeff Moss on the sidelines here in just a little bit.
We have an interesting national anthem being sung tonight, Scott. Do you want to tell them how that's going to work?
It's going to be up here in the booth.
Yeah, a little different for you and I. So in fact, we'll be right next to the singer.
That is correct. So we'll have that to play right behind us and then over the public address as well. And a big night for the playoffs. And, of course, you can catch all the scores after our game tonight as well as our South Gym game going on at Spartan Stadium just up the road up Highway 1. It'll be Solon and Western Dubuque. Zach Mack and Gary Fickle up there at Spartan Stadium for that one. And we're going to have our national anthem for you coming up here in just a couple of moments. And then we'll get to Jeff Moss on the sidelines after that with a report on the conditions of this one here tonight. The Coralville American Legion displaying the colors here tonight. And our national anthem.
So say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts of Shiloh, for so gallantly streaming. What is grander than to see them take food to the night that of was still there? Oh, say does that star-spangled
national anthem here tonight. Very nice job by our soloist here off to our rights. And while we got a moment, let's go downstairs to Jeff Moss on the sidelines.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys, down here on the sideline tonight at Trojan Field. And I can't hear you guys up there, but I'm sure you've talked about what an absolutely beautiful night for playoff football it is. 365 days ago, we were at Walston Hoover Stadium in Wartburg College, and it was 15 degrees out and snowing. This is a far cry from that. 52 degrees at game time. There's absolutely no wind here at Trojan Field tonight. And as I'm sure you guys talked about, West High would come into this game as an overwhelming favorite. But Kennedy, what I really liked in the pregame there, they came out on the field with about 8 minutes left. They are loose. Brian White had them lined up on the sideline ready for the national anthem. They come in here tonight with absolutely nothing to lose, everything to gain. They look like the loose team here to start, and it'll be interesting how this game kicks off, because it looks like that vaunted defense for Kennedy is going to be on the field first. If they can get a stop right away and get the ball in good field position, they could be in for an interesting start, guys.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Appreciate that. As West has won the toss, John, and they want the football first. That high-octane offense, the big-play offense out there. West in their forest-green jerseys with the gold numbers and the gold helmets, the solid gold helmets, and the white pants tonight. Kennedy in their white road jerseys with the green numerals, the green helmets, and the silver pants here tonight. So some of the keys as we get ready to kick this one off tonight.
Boy, offensively, if you're Kennedy, you've got to find a way to diversify that running attack that they lean so heavily on. You just can't be predictable, because Iowa City West defense will pack the box and make it very, very difficult. And on the other side of the ball, you know defensively that Brian White is going to bring linebackers from all directions at the young quarterback Morgan, and they're going to try and make him throw under pressure, make him throw it quicker than he wants to do. So that's going to leave some one-on-one matchups, Scott. And with Godot, I'm tell you what, you better be careful, because anytime that ball's in the air to him in his direction, number 17 gets that ball, he could go the distance. So they're going to really have to try and clamp down on him.
Steven Svoboda will kick it away. It'll be a high pooch kick, and it'll be taken on a fair catch at the 30-yard line by Justin Thomas, and that's where West will put it into play. Kennedy wanted no chance of Godet to handle that opening kickoff. So for West, coming out will be the sophomore at quarterback. That's going to be Marcus Morgan, 6'2", 165-pound sophomore. Where's number 20? Was not the starting quarterback to start the season, but has taken over that starting role. Godet will be at one wideout. West will bring Tate Crane. Also, they will have Justin Thomas in the receiving corps on the right side. One setback, West will send Anastad in motion to the left side, and Morgan to throw. Rolls the pocket to the left side, has all day, throws deep down the field, and a leaping attempt broken up and then almost intercepted off the deflection by the Cougars back at about the 39-yard line. Incomplete pass, but a lot going on as far as that particular play is concerned, and nearly coming up with it was Michael Gallagher for the Cougars.
Good coverage by Kennedy secondary. There are two defenders right in the grill of the receiver, and ball thrown just a little bit short and bobbled around a little bit. A couple of guys could have put that.
Klett, Cam Jones, Trayvon Bradley up front for the Cougars, and that three-man front for Kennedy. Second down and 10. Codé coming in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep. Codé trying to turn the corner. 30 to the 35. Has a seam. 40-yard line, and there's a big play. Knocked out of bounds in Cougar territory at the 49-yard line. Going to go for about 21.
Well, this is our first chance to see Codé, and he runs the jet sweep towards the Kennedy sideline, and it was blocked beautifully. But just to give you an idea of Codé, he's a big, tall guy, and he is
almost 230 pounds. First and 10, Trojans at the Kennedy 49-yard line. Pistol formation. Long count. Off the fake. Morgan throws. Pass caught on the flat by Thomas. Turns it up, and he's going to have another West High first down. He'll take it down to the Kennedy 32-yard line before he was pushed out of bounds by Luke Guido. And that's going to be a pickup of 15 and the second Trojan first down of the night.
Wide receiver screen and a beautiful block out there by Peter Breitbach to spring for the extra yardage there, Scott. That was beautiful.
Tate Crane over to the left side. Thomas will go to the left side. Four receivers, two left, two right. Morgan with one setback on first down. And here comes Mabry in motion. And they'll give it to Mabry on the jet sweep and brought down. Good job by Kennedy. Graham was over there for the Cougars to lead the defense. Guido also over there for Kennedy, no gain.
Second time that they've run the jet sweep that direction on the field towards Kennedy's defense. And the Cougars came up and did a much better job that time of setting the edge at right about the hash mark on the left side of the field.
Second down and 10 just underway, 50 seconds into it. And fifth-rated West at 8-1 on the move at the Kennedy 33-yard line. They'll shift a couple of slot backs to the right side. And Morgan going to run a little option. Now stops, reverses field, has a little running room, makes a cut to the 35, to the 30-yard line, and out of bounds. That was an athletic move by Marcus Morgan.
And this is what we talked about in pregame, is how when things break down and don't go the way the play is designed, if you've got an athlete at quarterback that can make something out of nothing, and what Morgan did on that play was to just completely reverse direction and run back about 30, 40 yards almost to the other sideline and ended up getting what should have been a sack, ended up getting good yardage out of it.
Yeah, I got six. It'll be third down and four coming up here for West from the Cougar 27-yard line. 10:50 to play, first quarter. Twins left, Twins right. One setback, man coming in motion off the fake. Morgan up the middle, big hold. He's got a first down, 20, 15 to the 10. Cuts it back at the 5-yard line. Lost the football, though. They're going to say he was down, though, at the 1-yard line.
Yeah, he reached out the football to try and get it across the goal line, but I think his knee was down at the 1.
And that was a big, big play there as West takes it down to the 1-yard line. It'll be first and goal for West at the 1-yard line. And the athleticism you can see early is really hurting Kennedy. First and goal for the Trojans. Morgan will go under center this time. Man in motion left to right on the stutter motion. Morgan turns on the handoff. Here's Breitbach caught behind the line of scrimmage, and he's thrown down for a loss of about a yard. Might give it back to the original line of scrimmage for that play at the 1-yard line.
Yeah, West had a fullback in there. They doubled down on the tackle, and then they tried to kick out the defensive end, but not a great kick-out block there. So great job of playing goal line defense by Kennedy.
Well, that's over the ball at center. It'll be second down and goal again. Morgan under center this time. I formation. Morgan turns, gives it to the fullback, and crushing his way in is the touchdown. As West is on the board. And is that McArabee 34?
33, I think.
33 coming in with that. And we'll find out officially who got that touchdown in a moment. 6-0 West. as Josh Jacek will be on to try the extra point. Onestad to hold. Here's a snap. Placement made. Kick on its way, and it is up, and it is good.
Pretty sure that was Will Heft, number 33.
All right. So he gets the one-yard touchdown run, and West on the board. As we have 9:43 remaining in the first quarter, it's West High 7, Kennedy nothing. Back in a minute, you're listening to High School Football here on KGYM.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a Vormax toilet. Vormax flushing technology gets the bowl 2 times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each Vormax toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on myvormax.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
Hey, Golic, if I were to throw the lines open right now to discuss who's the GOAT, we'd have no shortage of opinions, correct?
No, we would not.
But if I asked men to talk about their health?
Crickets.
Yeah, a recent Cleveland Clinic survey found 56% of men prefer to keep health concerns to themselves and not share them with anyone, not even their doctor. Cleveland Clinic is ranked number one in the nation in heart and urology care, and they've heard it all before.
Make sure to visit clevelandclinic.org/mention it for answers to those 10 questions most men are afraid to ask.
Back with you here at Trojan Field in Iowa City, 7-0, and that was Will Heft to got that touchdown. And Jacek with the kick, a high kick coming down at the 5-yard line. Caron Hendrick to the 10, up to the numbers, to the 20-yard line, and brought down at about the 22-yard line. And a 17-yard return, and that's where the Cougars will put it into play. John, one of the keys to this game, Kennedy cannot fall probably double digits behind. So with the running attack and with Max White out there at the quarterback spot, Kennedy's got to keep this close.
Well, we'll see what kind of a defensive alignment the Trojans come up with here. Got to just about bet they're going to put at least 8 bodies in that box to get ready for the running attack.
Malik Adams to the left side, Sam Harrison to the right side, Max White in there at quarterback, offset eye with a slot to the left. White gets it with the inside handoff to Hendrick, and not much. Stacked up after a gain of about a yard that time. And it'll be 2nd down and 9 coming up. Stout West High defense. This West High D gives up only 97 yards a game, John. So there's your rock and a hard place right there.
4 down linemen, 2 inside linebackers, and 2 outside linebackers that are very, very tight to the line of scrimmage. It's an 8-man box front.
2nd down and 9. White gets a snap, rolls, throws in the flat, and incomplete. Tried to get it out to the flat, Jay Ostendorp, and it's going to be 3rd and long coming up for the Cougars.
Now, this is one of the things that we thought Kyle Knock might try and do is run some White, being a dual threat with his arm or his feet, and if they can try and keep the outside, especially the perimeter, honest for a passing attack, they're not going to go down the field because White's not going to be able to throw the deep ball, and he's not going to be a threat with probably even intermediate passes. But if they can get a play action out into the wing there, that can really help them.
Max Lobello up there at 1 defensive end for West High. Landon Green in the middle. He's a good one. Shotgun snap, blitz coming. The throw too high, incomplete. On the little slant, trying to get it to Adams, and coming in there was Noah Anistad to make the defensive play for the Trojans.
Boy, and coming in like a rocket on the blitz was number 23 for West High, Brendan Mott. And that forced White to unload that ball a lot quicker than he wanted to. And as soon as it left his hand, he took a shot.
3 and out for the Cougars. Vanderzee to punt it away, gets the good snap, gets it away. Low, kind of a knuckleball kick, taking it on the run, 50-yard line. Godet is back to the Kennedy 43-yard line. So excellent field position again here for Iowa City West.
Well, it's time for Kennedy defense to make a stand right here because they've got the short field starting out in Kennedy territory, and if they just allow the Trojans to go down and score here at will and go up by 2 scores, this is going to be a very, very difficult hole for Kennedy to dig out of because they just don't have the wherewithal to win a shootout.
1st and 10 West at the 43 of Kennedy. Ball left to Ashmark. Tate Crane to the left side. As West will go with twins to the right. 1 setback. They'll send Thomas in motion off the fake. Here is a little pitch to Breitbach. Little shimmy move, tried to get to the outside and brought down. Good defensive play by the end. That is Tucker Klett, 6 foot, 230-pound junior for Kennedy.
Kind of faked the jet sweep to the Kennedy sideline, which they've run quite a bit here in the first two series, but then kind of came out in a reverse option pitch there, but it did not fool Kennedy's linebackers.
For the Cougars, they got big Ethan Martin in there, the 310-pound nose guard. At 3-5-3, look for the Cougars. Four receivers, trips to the left side. Second down, 17 from the 50-yard line. Off the fake, Morgan throws, caught, Goday, and gets back that loss. And maybe one more out to the 42-yard line. And brought down immediately by Luke Guido, and Kennedy's going to bring the nickel package in on third and nine.
Ball thrown a little behind Goday on that intermediate route there, so he had to turn around, but it was effortless pitch and catch, even though it was very difficult to align his body to get his hands around where he could catch it, but he made it look effortless.
Another sophomore, Alex McKay, will come in, 6'2", 175-pounder. They list him as a tight end. He can play receiver or tight end. Third down and nine. Off the pistol, Morgan to throw. Blitz coming, throws in a flat, catch made. Thomas breaks a tackle, got a first down. Inside the 30, close to the 25. They're going to mark him at about the 26-yard line. That's a gain of 16.
Blitzing outside hybrid was bearing down on Morgan from the backside and very nearly got a strip sack. How Morgan got that ball off, I don't know. He's got a quick release, Scott.
Looks good at quarterback, doesn't he?
Really looks natural back there.
7-0 West, 7:16 clock running first quarter, and West on the move at the Cougar 26-yard line. Two receivers to the left. They'll run it out of the eye. Akarabi is in there as a fullback on the handoff, and not much as X Lubello coming up the middle, and he will get maybe a yard out to the 25-yard line.
Some serious cross-blocking going on in there as they tried to run that right through the aforementioned big Ethan Martin, and he was having nothing of that.
It'll be a gain of one, second down and nine, wide side of the field to the left for the Trojans. Double slot formation, eight on the play clock. Morgan, high snap. Nope, it's not Morgan's. Mabry back there, and he's going to sweep the left side to the 25, to the 20-yard line, and he's close to another first down. Little wildcat look that time for Iowa City West with Cole Mabry.
Nice little switch up, and they ran that quarterback sweep to the wide side of the field. And once he got that corner turn, he was just looking for that pylon, but he did not get there.
And I'm going to give him eight, so it's going to be about a yard shy of the first down. Third and a yard coming up for West High. 7-0, Iowa City West on top.
Morgan coming back into the huddle with the play.
Seen Owen McArabi back in as the blocking back. And looks like he's going to stay in there on this third down. Morgan under center. Let's see if he takes and then sneaks it. Nope, he's going to toss it. Here comes X to the 15, to the 10-yard line. He's got a first and goal. Finally brought down at the Kennedy 8 by Gallagher.
Well, that was just good old-fashioned toss sweep there. And he didn't have to try and run around anybody. He pretty much ran in a diagonal right up the hash mark.
First down and goal coming up here for West High. And the ball loose, and Kennedy's got it at the 5-yard line.
Just a bad handoff that never transpired. The ball bounced off the running back.
Jeff, we'll go down to you real quick. Just a mistake there by West High.
Right down at the 5-yard line. Huge turnover by the look. West was knocking on the door going. This is a two-score game, and a huge turnover as the Cougars get it back. Hopefully their second drive will look a little bit better than guys.
All right, thank you much, Jeff. Appreciate it. Kennedy deep in their own kitchen, down 7-0. And here's a direct snap to White, started up the middle, trying to kick it to the outside, goes off tackle, gets a couple, and tackled in there by Owen McArabi, the 6'1", 220-pound linebacker. Going to be about a pickup of three from the five out to about the 8-yard line for Max White. And going to be a long road to hoe here for the Cougars. But they do have the ball back after the West turnover. 5:35 to play here in the first quarter. Two setbacks. Here's a handoff. Hendren on the sweep. Got a block to the 10. Close to a first down. Going to depend on the spot. As Caron takes it out to about the 15, I think they're going to give it to him. That'll be a gain of 8, and the Cougars will get their first down of the night. And that's exactly what Kennedy needed after that first drive.
Nice misdirection there. Most of the defense for the Trojans that time bit hard on the play fake, and Hendren coming back on the counter worked very nicely.
Adams and Harrison out to the left side. Graham in there as the blocking back. Hendren on the right hip of Max White. Here's that run pass option up the middle. Hendren, he's got good running room. And another first down. Across the 25 out to about the 28-yard line.
That was a big hole right in the A-gap. He just took it right between the left guard and the center. And he met the safety about 10 yards downfield.
First and 10 at the 29-yard line. 7-0 West with coming up on 5 minutes remaining here in the game's first quarter. Receiver left, receiver right. White in the shotgun. Hand off. Hendren started up the middle. Kicked it left. Now back up the middle. It's about 4 to the 33, maybe the 34-yard line. Landon Green, one of the green-shirted Trojans in there to make the stop. As Kennedy's starting to get some holes here for Caron Hendren. Hendren coming into the game just over 1,000 yards, 1,095, and 15 touchdowns on the year. Play clock down to 6. White in the shotgun, gets a snap, hands it off to Hendren again with a sweep to the right side. Across the 35 and to about the 38-yard line.
Going to be close to a first down. I think he's about a yard shy, however.
And again, and
there's no question here that Kyle Knock, offensive coordinator for Kennedy, is just feeding Caron Hendren, and he's got the hot hand right now. Offensive line's coming off low and hard at a great angle, taking care of business up front for him.
Ostendorp will come in as a fullback here on 3rd and 1 from the 38-yard line. Hand off, Hendren stopped and pushed back. They're going to give him progress to the 38-yard line, but he hit a brick wall right there of green shirts.
Going to leave about 4th and 1, and here's an important decision that is going to have to be made by Brian White, and he's not going to gamble. The punt team is coming out.
At least showing punt here, as it'll be Austin Vandersee coming out to kick it away, averaging about 32 yards boot. Godet will drop back. Nope, check that. It's not Godet. Anastad will drop back. Good snap. Got it away. No rush. A high floating kick and a good one. And a fair catch made at the 22-yard line. Anastad with the fair catch right there. It's going to be a 40-yard punt by Vandersee.
Got a lot of hang time on that punt, which allowed his coverage to get downfield. And there's no question that that was the right call to make. So Iowa City West going to be setting up shop at their own 22. And for the meantime, some progress by Kennedy's offense, if nothing else, Scott.
7-0 West High, 3:08 to play here in quarter number one. Four receivers, two to the left, two to the right, from just inside the left hash mark. Morgan at quarterback, off the fake. Marcus, the sophomore, throws, has a man wide open, catch made, Anastad, and spun down at about the 50-yard line. Just a streak pattern right there, John. It goes for 28.
Yeah, and one of the defensive backs fell down, so it was very easy, even though the throw wasn't all that great. He had to actually turn around and stumble backwards a little bit, then jump up to get that pass. If he had caught that in stride, Scott, he goes all the way down the field for the score.
Yep, they're kicking the extra point right now. First and 10 right at the midfield stripe. Trips to the right side, one setback. Morgan gets the snap, fakes to Bright back. Again, back to throw, has all day. Guns the middle and almost intercepted by Jay Ostendorp, who dropped beautifully at his linebacker spot.
And he's had quite a few picks this year, too.
He's had a couple.
He's no stranger to that.
Almost had another one right there, and it'll be second down and 10. We'll have scores coming up at halftime for you. As here it's West 7-0 over Kennedy in a 4A first rounder. West scoring on a hoped one-yard plunge on the first drive of the ball game. Jacek with that extra point. Second and 10, Cougars showing blitz. Thomas coming in motion, a fumbled snap, and Kennedy's got it. Another error by West, and falling on it that time for the Cougars was Reese Monternock.
Handoffs have not been clean here the last couple of possessions for Iowa City West, and this is one of the things that happens when you have a lot of different guys that are toting the rock for you, Scott.
Another bad handoff there. Jeff, we'll go down to you.
Two drives in a row for Iowa City West. Those are killers because they were really moving the ball. First pass down the middle from Morgan Onsted. Looked to set that drive up, but Cougars got to take advantage here, guys.
On the sweep, here comes Caron Hendra trying to get to the corner, brought down on a nice solo tackle by Cole Mabry, who chased him down. It'll be a game two. Mabry ran a long way to make that defensive play for West High.
Hendra just feeling it right now. You can see the way he runs that he's just saying, keep feeding me here. You know, he's not doing the little signal with the spoon or anything like
that.
Thank
goodness.
Yeah, but he is, you can just tell he wants that ball in his hands right now.
Second down and 10 from the Trojan. 48, 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Wide side of the field to the right off the fake. White being pressured. In trouble, sacked. Way back at the 40-yard line. Sacked in there by Landon Green, who's Iowa City West's best defensive player up front.
Well, it was a fake handoff, and then Max White took that ball back 10 yards, tried to throw the ball, I think, as far downfield as he could, but he was snowed under by not one but two defenders for the Trojans.
First sack of the night for West High, and it's going to make it a third and 20. This is where Kennedy's been in trouble all night. With the offense that Kennedy has, they just cannot be behind the sticks like this. See what they do here on third down. They're just going to run it with Max White to the short side, and he's going to go out of bounds at about the 46-yard line. So they'll get six of it back, but Kennedy can't take advantage of the turnover again.
Yeah, I got the ball on the fumble at the 50-yard line, but everything that they could muster after that sack just gets it back up to their own 46. So they can get some good coverage again downfield, get another nice hang time punt. They're going to put the Trojans back pretty deep again.
Mandersee to punt it away. Angling to the near side. A wobbly kick will take a bounce out of bounds. And they'll mark it at about the 22-yard line. It's going to be about a 31-yard punt by Mandersee. And it'll be West with a minute five to play in the first quarter. They'll have it back, as West will have it at the 22-yard line, up 7-0.
After that last fumble, Morgan came off very upset with himself, visibly showed signs of frustration. So we'll see if the series off there for Kennedy's offense maybe got him to get his head back together.
Godet to the right side, one receiver to the left. They'll run it out of the eye this time. Now the tight end starts in motion, McKay. He'll flip-flop, go from right to left. Long count, five in the play clock, counter give, and a big hold, 25 to the 30. Breitbach tripped up after a gain of 12 yards as Malik Adams came up to make the stop, or make that Makai Harris for Kennedy, and it'll be a first down at the 34-yard line.
First time we've seen counter trade by either team tonight. Left guard and left tackle just came across and waylaid Kennedy offensive lineman, and there was a huge gaping hole over center.
So it'll be first and 10 coming up for West. Could be the final play of the first quarter as Marshall bats over the ball at center, the 250-pound senior. Shotgun snap off the fake. Morgan to throw. Escapes the pocket, rolls near side, throws, crossing pattern, caught. And a first down in Kennedy territory as the catch is made by Tate Crane all the way down to the Kennedy 41-yard line.
Crane actually went out on his route and then saw that Morgan was buying him a little bit of time to break off the route, and he floated into a nice empty seam there and took that without any white jerseys around him at all.
Gain of 25 and a Trojan first down.
And again, we're talking about the kinds of things that an athletic quarterback can allow you to do when a play falls apart.
Jalen Godet out to the left side, slot to the left. 5 seconds to play in the quarter. Here is the toss. Trying to get to the corner and breaking it to the 30. Down the sideline to the 20. All the way, Landon Green. He gets in for the touchdown.
Boy, and that was just toss sweep.
It's big Landon Green, who's kind of a fullback, if you will, and he was literally untouched down the Kennedy sideline, Scott.
44 yards for number 44. I think Kennedy was surprised, A, they got the play off, and B, that Green was in there, and the big 230-pounder got that pitch and rumbled like a tailback.
And there was nothing in his way. He didn't even have to juke anybody.
As Green gets the 44-yard touchdown, Josh Jasek's extra point is up and good. We are at the end of the first quarter. It is fifth-rated Iowa City West 14 and Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back to Iowa City after this as you're listening to high school playoff football from KGYN.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Respect, it's more than a word. In the U.S. Army, it's one of our core values. Earned through selfless service to our nation and making a difference both at home and abroad. On the Army team, respect is earned daily. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may earn up to $40,000 in bonuses if you qualify. To learn more, visit the Cedar Rapids Recruiting Station across from Lindale Mall at 130 Collins Road or call 319-395-9834. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Welcome back here to Trojan Field in Iowa City. Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Jeff Moss with you. As West with 211 total yards in the first quarter to 22. And that tells you all you need to know right now.
Boy, and they've got the two touchdowns under their belt, and they've had two fumbles to go along with it. But yeah, Kennedy's going to have to do some serious work on offense here and get something on the board, because if they continue with this rate, it's going to get out of hand in a hurry.
As it'll be West to kick it away. As Jasek will get ready to kick it away for West High. Start of the second quarter and a 14-0 lead for the Trojans. And Kennedy will send Caron Hendred back, flanked by Max White and Brant Mikoski. Here is the kick, and they're going to get it to Hendred at the 4-yard line. Straight ahead to the 10, angling to the right, 15, breaks a tackle to the 20-yard line, and gets out to about the 23, maybe the 24-yard line. And coming up with the play on special teams, Will Heff, the touchdown maker on that first drive. And Kennedy will have it at the 24 is where they will mark it. Kennedy 0 for 2 passing so far in the ballgame.
Fourth offensive possession now for the Cougars as Max White brings in the play to the huddle. They punted three times, and the closest that they've got to getting downfield was when they got it on the last series to the 50.
First and 10, Cougars. White will stay in the shotgun, out of the eye, low snap, hands it off to Hendred, breaks a tackle to the corner, to the 30, 35, running room, 40, 50, in the Trojan territory, and down at the Iowa City West 38-yard line. Best play of the night for Kennedy, as they'll go for 38 for Caron Hendred.
Yeah, Hendred and his offensive mates just totally outflanked the right side of the Trojan defense. There were no green jerseys out there. If the free safety doesn't come over and grab him by the shoestrings, that goes the distance, Scott.
Gain on the play of 38 that time. First and 10, Cougars down 14-0. Just underway, second quarter. Offset eye to the left side. And Kate Parker in there, and he'll take it off the left side. Hammers off the pile, and
ball's on the ground.
Football, but they're going to say he was down. Yeah. Going to say he was down as progress was stopped after a gain of about a yard for the junior, Cade Parker.
There's some big-time collisions on both sides there for that play. Shamarion Graham stood a guy up straight, and then that ball, as you said, came flying out.
Second down coming up for Kennedy. Left hash mark at the 37-yard line. Shotgun to White, and it's going to be a keeper all the way. Student body right. West doing a good job of stretching it out. Tries a reverse field. Puts a juke move on. Now turns it up. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Flag down, and so is White. After getting back to the line of scrimmage and running probably about 45 yards, John.
Max White met a host of green jerseys as he swept to the right. Turned around, completely went about face, made a couple of nifty juke moves, ran almost all the way over to the other sideline, but this will be a block in the back. That play just it strung out so long that it's hard for the guys to hold their blocks like that.
And inevitably, something like that is going to happen. And it'll be a 10-yard mark off against the Kennedy Cougars. As it'll be a second down coming up. As Kennedy will have second and long. Deep drop, trying to set up the middle screen. High catch made, but it's going to be a loss of about five. West did a great job of sniffing that out, John, and Caron Hendren had no chance.
Yeah, it's going to be a loss on the play there. They sniffed it out so well. Up as high as he could in the air just to throw the ball on the center screen.
Third and 21. Kennedy is 0 for the night so far on third down tries.
Wow, they were all the way down to the Trojan 38, and now they're back in their own territory.
So it'll be a third down and a bunch coming up. And White starts to the left. Tries to cut it back. He's going to carry it for about a yard to the 49-yard line. And again, to reiterate, Kennedy just cannot get third and long tonight. As West is just going to pin their ears back.
So this is going to, the ball's going to be put down at the Kennedy 49, and they're going to have to punt it from there. Godet going back, the only receiver deep.
Manderzee gets the punt away. A very high kick, short kick. We'll take a Kennedy bounce inside the 20-yard line and will be touched up at about the 18-yard line. That'll be a 34-yard punt. 8:51 to play here in the opening half. 14-0 in favor of West High. And it's been West High big plays so far in this football game.
Well, if Kennedy wants to have any chance of staying in this game, Scott, they cannot let the Trojans go down the field on this possession and score. They've got to stiffen right now.
First down, Justin Thomas to the left side, and one receiver to the right for West. Coming in there now as a tailback is Marshawn Hoover. 5'9", 190-pounder, but Morgan's back to throw. Going to throw deep down the right sideline for Godet, incomplete. As back there, step for step, stride for stride, was Makai Harris.
Yeah, you know Harris has been knowing that that pass was going to be coming all night. I'm sure they practiced that night in and night out this week in anticipation of those streak routes.
So it's second down and 10. Tell you what, I love the call, though, from Garrett Hartwig.
You know, his passing attack has been all over the field tonight, as has the running game. Iowa City West has the weapons and the quarterback to really have a nice, solid, sound, and diversified offense.
Second down and 10. Take Crane out to the left side. Twins to the right side for West. And they'll send Thomas in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep. Thomas trying to get to the corner and thrown down. Beautiful defensive play by Nolan Jacobs for Kennedy. The junior 6'3", 245-pounder. Threw him down for a big loss back to the 11-yard line.
Nolan Jacobs saw that coming from his defensive end spot, and he just shot through there and said, you're going to have to either bubble around me or go through me.
Loss of 7 on the play in the first third and long that West has faced tonight. Third and 17, 8-10 to play. First half, 14-0, Trojans. Shotgun, Morgan. Off the fake, back to throw, under pressure. Cam Jones after him, gets away, throws back middle field, intercepted. Koski at the 20-yard line. to the 15 and brought down right there. And that was a sophomore quarterback making a young error there, John.
He did. He tried to make something out of nothing and just threw it downfield. And we've seen Brantley Koski do this all year, Scott. He loves playing center field, so to speak, and just waiting for the ball to come his way. He knew exactly what to do with it. Nice return after the interception. Kennedy got some great field position, setting up shop at the Trojan 15.
Fifth interception of the year for Brantley Koski. We'll go down to Jeff in a moment here. It'll be first down for the Cougars. Man motion off the fake. White up the middle. Breaks a tackle to the 10, to the 5, and White in for the touchdown for the sophomore for Kennedy. And the Cougars finally take advantage of a West High turnover.
Nice quarterback draw there. The middle of the field opened up, and White knew exactly what to do with it.
One play, first touchdown. We'll go down to Jeff after this as Kennedy will bring out Svoboda to try the extra point. As the Cougars are back within 8 at 14-6.
First half by Iowa City West.
And here's the snap. Placement made. Kick on its way. It is up and it is good. 14-7 in favor of West. Kennedy on the board with 7:50 to play here in the opening half. We'll take a 1-minute break. Come back with a kickoff after this on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
A pooch kick that will take a bounce. Picked up by Godet. Starts up the middle. Tries to get to the outside and brought down nicely there by the Kennedy Special Teams Unit. And West will have it with a 14-7 lead. All right, let's go down to Jeff on the sideline.
Yeah, guys, 3 first half turnovers for Iowa City. That last turnover, that's just Marcus Morgan being a sophomore. You got a cannon attached to your arm. You got weapons galore on the outside. That's just not trusting your arm. That's exactly what Kennedy had to do to keep this a football game, was punch that turnover in.
Yep, you're right. Thank you, Jeff, on the sidelines. 14-7 ball game, and West will have it. It'll be first down, and they'll run it out of the eye this time. Tight eye formation. McAravey will flip-flop, go to the tight end left. They'll toss it to Breitbach, trying to get to the corner, and brought down. Good defensive play by Nolan Jacobs for the second straight play, really, John.
Yeah, he's playing that right defensive end, and whenever they either jet sweep or just traditional sweep towards him, he sets that edge and says, listen, you're either going to have to go through me or you're going to have to run backwards and try and bubble around me. And he just grabs him and hog ties him down.
Second quarter score. Xavier on top of Pella, but only 7-0 in the second quarter. Marcus Moore, second down and 11. One set back and handoff, nothing doing. Breitbach tripped up right at the point of attack. Trayvon Bradley coming in, the nose guard for the Cougars.
Yeah, getting a little help cleaning up by Jay Ostendorp. And right now, a little bit of momentum on Kennedy's side.
So, third and long, 6:42 to play first half. West 14, Kennedy 7. West will send Tate Crane to the left side, trip receivers to the right side. Three-man front. Kennedy will drop a bunch here. See if they bring the linebackers on a blitz. Here they come, delayed blitz. And on the quarterback draw, getting away from one as Morgan can't get away from the second one. Ostendorp brought him down after a gain of only about a yard. And the first three and out for West High tonight.
So that's two defensive stands in a row for Kennedy's defense, where they kept the momentum on their side, forced the punt.
And Kennedy should get pretty good field position out of this.
First punt of the night for West.
And Morgan is in there to punt it away for West High. 39 yards an average for Morgan. Max White will drop back as one of the twin safeties. Good end-over-end kick. It goes over Koski's hand. Going to take a big West High bounce. Inside the 30, inside the 25, and down to about the 18-yard line.
Mr. Morgan kicks it 5 yards over the two deep heads. What a punt.
That is going to be a 68-yard punt.
Kennedy just completely misjudged where their alignment should have been there. They did not expect him to punt that ball in the air that far.
So it'll be first down at the 19-yard line. As the Cougars down 14-7. Kennedy will send Harrison to the right side. And into the ball game is Tommy Vanek, and he'll go out to the left. In fact, twins that way. 12 on the play clock. Max White in there still at quarterback. Man in motion off the fake. Here is the handoff to Koski in there. A little different look that time. They put Hendren out on the wide side and let Koski run it. And Onestad makes a stop after the pickup of about five.
I like the concept behind that play. Makes the defense think that they're going to hand off to the jet sweep guy, and then they just go to the tailback. It's a nice deception there.
Second down, long five coming up for the Cougars. Kennedy will have it, or West will have it. No, check that, Kennedy at the 24-yard line. West bringing five, bringing eight in the box, off the fake, White on the keeper. Tried a little stop and go move and got about a yard out of it. McArabey there, Green there, and also Josh Halverson there, the 6'3", 225-pound senior lineman. And maybe a gain of a yard that time for Max White. Third down as West will bring Dixon in as a extra defender here in the backfield. Third down, long four. Man in motion. And off the fake, nope, they did jet sweep it. And coming to the left side was Malik Adams and going to be short of the first down. That just didn't look right from the get-go.
Going to be about a yard short.
And you got a punt here for Kennedy.
Back at your own 28th, you got a punt.
As Adams will take it for about three, but another three and out for the Cougars.
I think they're going for it, Scott.
About rolling the dice.
They are going for a fourth and one at their own 28.
Big play in the ball game. Graham in there as the fullback, and they're going to go with the power triple I here for the Cougars. Eight on the play clock. West has nine on the line. Long count. They're going to try to draw him off, and Brian White's going to take a timeout. Timeout. Kennedy will take it with him. 3:33 to play here in the opening half. It's West 14, Kennedy 7. Back in a minute, listening to high school playoff football right here on KGYM.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough. But getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear, more driven.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Welcome back here to Iowa City. Scott Unash with John Hagerty. And Kennedy's going to keep the offense out there. White's going to take it on the sneak, and he got the first down. I think that surprised West a little bit.
I think it did, too. And Parker came up from behind and pushed him forward for just that little extra insurance that the momentum kept in the forward direction.
First and 10, Kennedy going for it deep in their own territory. Now they've moved it to the 32-yard line.
Hey, it's win or go home, Scott. Basketball and wrestling start tonight for one of these teams.
And both should be pretty good at both sports. First down from the left hash at the 32-yard line. Three-man front. Here is the jet sweep. Turning the corner, tripped up is Adams. Same play. They ran it to the right side this time. And tripped up as he tried to turn it upfield, and McIravy was the guy that tripped him up. Haven't seen Adams run the ball a whole lot this year.
We haven't, but the guys that have been given the pigskin tonight have been very, very called upon, and they're frankly a little bit tired right now, so it's not a bad changeup to give Malik Adams a little bit of time.
So it'll be gain of four, second down, a little more than six coming up. Out of the pistol, inside handoff, Caron Hendred stacked up right away. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it. And it'll bring up a third down coming up there for West High, Grant Henderson to make the stop. And Kennedy right back to a third and long situation. Third down for the Cougars and six. Under two to play here in the first half. See if West brings the blitz here. Four-man front. They are not. White on the keeper. Going left. Trying to turn the corner. Brought down. Great play by Cole Mabry there, John, who chased him from the far side.
That was a blitz by Mabry from the – and we've got a timeout now for Iowa City West here, Scott.
Yep, West going to take a timeout.
Minute 47 left before half, and they want to keep as much of that clock to themselves as they can, forcing the punt here.
Yep. Go down to Jeff on the sideline and get a word from him before halftime here, and 14-7 lead.
By West High, just it looked like – Cedar Rapids Canyon gets a fourth down conversion there. Looks like they got a little bit of momentum. Maybe going to try to get a score there before the break and tie this thing up. Big stop there, but what a punt. What a punt by Morgan. I mean, what was that? Punted out of his end zone and lands at the 19. Punt out of his end zone. I mean, that's field position. That flips momentum of the whole ball game right there with that punt. If he shanks it or just punts it to midfield, Kennedy's sitting pretty for a drive there, but that's a huge punt and a big defensive stand by Garrett Hartwig's guys.
Yep, good job, Jeff. And yeah, that punt flipped the whole field there by Marcus Morgan. Goday will drop back to about the 30-yard line as Vandersee will get it away. This is going to be his fifth punt of the first half. High snap brought down. Rush coming, got it away. A high floating kick. Goday will let it go, and he'll take another big bounce. He'll pick it up off the bounce at the 28-yard line, and he'll take it back to about the 29, maybe the 30-yard line. Picked it off that hop. Good thing he did, because that probably saved West at least one first down.
And they need it, because there's only a minute 35 left before half.
Still two timeouts for the Trojans. And we'll see what they can do right here. First down, West. Morgan in the shotgun. One set back off the fake. Morgan looking near side, throws Thomas with the catch and twisted down immediately in bounds. And a good tackle by Brantley Koski. And we're going to get a West timeout here. Nope. Clock will start right up again. I'm not sure why they stopped the clock to begin with. Brian White's not wondering why they stopped the clock. Over there on the far side. On second down, Morgan to throw. Pump fake. Here's the throw to the middle to Thomas. Just over his outstretched arms. Incomplete. The old out and up right there, John, on the post.
Well, and Thomas could have caught that pass, but he heard some footsteps coming in his face from the free safety back there.
Michael Gallagher.
Michael Gallagher was beaten down, and I think that he was going to put a big lick on that if that reception had been made.
We'll have scores coming up at halftime for you, as it is a third down coming up. Third down for West and about two, maybe three. Here comes a blitz. Off the fake. Morgan, nope, he hadn't handed it off. And short of the first down, and the ball came loose, but they're going to say down. Kate Parker on the strip, but they're going to say Breitbach's knee was down, and now we're going to get a stoppage of play here. Going to be short, though. They gave him a first down.
Yeah, that's right on the line. That could have been measured, but they stopped the clock to move the chains.
First down, clock now starts up again, 56 seconds and rolling. Trips to the right side, one receiver to the left. Here comes the blitz. Morgan throws to the sideline, catch made, getting away and into Kennedy territory was Tate Crane. Out of bounds as he'll take it to the Cougar 46-yard line on a missed tackle. C.J. Curry on the stop, and West with their 10th first down. Second catch of the night for Tate Crane. 46.2, West still with two timeouts left. Up 14-7 here in the second quarter. Two receivers left, two to the right. Anastad comes in motion to the right side. Morgan on the boot, rolls to the right side. Now comes back, got running room to the 40-yard line, angling to the left, to the 30-yard line, and out of bounds. Nope, tiptoed, and goes out of the 22-yard line. Another athletic gem there by Marcus Morgan.
How many times in one half can we talk about the athleticism that Morgan brings to this offense for the Trojans? As he was rolling out to his right, that everything was blocked off there, so he just turned tail, ran to his left, and there was nobody left to turn that play back in on the opposite side of the field.
36.6 remaining, and 14-7 West. They've got a first down just outside the red zone at the Kennedy 22. Slot right, twins right. Godet to the left side. Morgan looking right, throws, catch made at about the 16-yard line by Alex McKay, and we're going to get a Iowa City West timeout. We'll take it with them. 30 seconds to play here in the first half. It is West 14, Kennedy 7. Back in a minute here on KGYN.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Respect, it's more than a word. In the U.S. Army, it's one of our core values. Earned through selfless service to our nation and making a difference both at home and abroad. On the Army team, respect is earned daily. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may earn up to $40,000 in bonuses if you qualify. To learn more, visit the Cedar Rapids Recruiting Station across from Lindale Mall at 130 Collins Road or call 319-395-9834. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Back with you here at Trojan Field. Noah Breitbach, Lessing, Westerbeyer, Blatz, Boswell, and Davenport up front for West High. Second down and four after the completion to McKay from the Kennedy 16-yard line. Morgan fakes, throws the slant, catch made, touchdown for West High as Tate Crane got it on the slant for six.
Beautiful throw, beautiful route, untouched. Ball hit him in the hands as he walked across the end zone.
That was pretty. And what a two-minute drive there by West High as Crane gets his second touchdown catch of the year. Josh Jasek will come in to try the extra point. The senior kicker. Here it is on its way, and it's up and good. 21-7 in favor of West. Here with 26 seconds remaining just ahead of halftime. As Kennedy had it down to a one-score game, and back comes West.
That's what good teams do, though, Scott. They know that they've got X amount of time to, before the half to score. They've got this amount of coverage in the field that they've got to take care of, and they have a plan, and they know how to use the clock, and they know how to use the sideline, and their quarterback knows who the receiver that he can go to is. And, you know, that they've made a lot of mistakes in this first half, there's no doubt, but that was the mark of a good team on that drive for the score.
We'll try to get a word from Garrett Hartwig coming up here at halftime. As West with a 21-7 lead. just ahead of the break. Kennedy should get the ball first to start the second half on this windless night. As getting ready to kick it away, West High, as Jasek has it teed up at about the 40-yard line. Had Caron Hendred back, Brantley Koski on the far side, Max White on the near side flanking him at about the 12-yard line. Here's the run-up, and it's going to be a squib kick coming down, picked up by one of the up-backs. And, ooh, picked up and thrown back. Right there was Hager for the Cougars. They give him at the 37-yard line is where Kennedy will put it into play. Don't want to do anything too crazy here, I think, John, with 21 seconds. But we'll see. We'll see what Kennedy elects to do. 37-yard line, 21-7 in favor of the Trojans. White back in there at quarterback. He's gone all the way. Zach Ender, the senior, over the ball at center for the Cougars. Connor Colby moving out to that right tackle spot. Low snap on first down, handoff, Caron Hendren. He fumbled a football. It's loose at about the 27-yard line, and I think Kennedy jumped on it. Oh, my goodness. And that could have been horrible.
That ball was bouncing backwards and very near to a scoop and score for one of the Trojans had they been able to get to the ball just a little quicker. But that ends the half.
All right, halftime here at Trojan Field. 21-7 lead for Iowa City West. And we're going to get, hopefully, word from head coach Garrett Hartwig coming up here as we go into the halftime break. Jeff, go down.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Garrett, great first half. Despite some turnovers, your defense bowled their back and kept them out of the end zone. You lead by two scores and a huge momentum shift there late in the second quarter.
Yeah, you know, that two-minute drive at the end of the half, that's something we practice twice a week, every week since, fall camp or August camp, I guess. But, you know, turnovers is the story for us right now. We get that cleaned up. We'll be want to, but playing a good opponent, good, they're explosive, and we got to come out the second half and be ready to go.
Their defense gets a turnover, goes in for a score, gets a three and out. Then Marcus Booms, an 81-yard punt, not only switches the field, but switches momentum.
Well, you know, it's big in the playoffs. I mean, special teams can kill you, or it can win it for you, and we got a good kick out of that, really flipped the field, and that was a big difference in the half, but that's why they played two halves. You know, we have two more quarters to go, so.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
All right, Garrett Hartwig, head coach of the Iowa City West Trojans. They lead by. Doesn't feel like.
That's Jeff. We'll talk. Coach Brian White coming out of the tunnel here at halftime. 21-7. It's the Iowa City West Trojans lead the Kennedy Cougars here at the break. Take 2-minute break. Come back. Talk halftime with you from Iowa City after this. Listening to high school playoff football here on.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
Napa know-how.
This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-sheer she-shed.
Can we stop saying she-shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Back with you here in Iowa City. Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Jeff Moss with you. Going to get to some scores coming up here in a moment or two. The first night of the playoffs around the state of Iowa. We're going to get you the scores as well here in just a little bit, including one that I think that John may have pegged a little bit earlier on tonight. Well, interesting first half because West High came out and looked solid their first couple of drives offensively, and then they came out defensively and looked terrific as well. Kennedy got the big interception, turned it into points, but then West got the momentum back at the end of the first half.
You know, if you're Garrett Hartwig, you've got to be in that halftime locker room now thinking, what if they have three touchdowns, but they also have turned the ball over three times. They gave up two fumbles, one as they were going in to score, and then an interception. If you take that to the extreme, they could have six touchdowns on the board right now, Scott. But credit Kennedy's defense, because Kennedy, at one point, I think my words to you were, this drive is going to define the rest of this game for Kennedy. If they don't bow their back and stop the Trojans right now, this is going to get out of hand. And they did. And not only did they get that, they got the turnover, and then they went.
West taking a 7-0 lead on a 1-yard run. The extra point made it 7-0. That 9:43 to play in the very first quarter. And then West took a 14-0 lead as Atlanta Green just rumbled down the sideline. 44 yards for number 44. That made it 14-0.
Untouched.
And then Marcus Morgan, really the only mistake he made in that first half, threw late across the middle. Brant Likoski came up with the interception. One play later, Max White took it in from 15 yards out, made it 14-7. But then the two-minute drive there at the end of the first half that Garrett Hartwig talked about, Morgan to Crane from 16 yards out, that made it 21-7 at halftime. Unofficially, numbers look like this. West, 273 total. But look at the balance, 137 on the ground, 136 through the air.
Feels like it, too.
Coaches love that. So far tonight, Morgan 9 of 14, 136 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Crane caught the touchdown from 16. He's got three catches for 50. Thomas has caught three in the first half for 39. Godet has caught one. Anastad has caught one. McKay has caught one as well. Running the football for West, Morgan with 54 yards. And he's done that on six carries. Green, one carry, 44, and a touchdown. Breitbach with only 5 yards from scrimmage tonight on six carries so far for West High. Three turnovers, one sack for West. For Kennedy, and 12 first downs, we should say, as well for the Trojans. Kennedy, 59 total yards, 64 on the ground, minus 5 through the air. Max White is 1 for 3 in the first half for a loss of 5. Caron Hendred leading the way for Kennedy on the ground with 10 carries and 59 yards. Adams has carried it twice for 7, Koski once for 5. Kennedy with 4 first downs. West with 1 3 and out. Kennedy with a couple. Third down conversions. Kennedy 0 for 6. West 4 of 7 in that first half. Kennedy was 1 for 1 on fourth down tries. And time of possession, pretty even. 12:46 for Kennedy to 11:14 for West in the first half. Like I said, it wasn't for those West turnovers, this game could be really, really ugly.
You know, if you're just joining us right now and you're listening to the score, 27 for Iowa City West over Kennedy, you maybe don't know the complexion of this game. I'll try and break it down very quickly for you. Offensively, really, Kennedy's had no opportunities. They haven't had any field position. They haven't been able to convert on third down. They did convert on 1-4 down, but the drive stalled out. They're game on a turn deep, just ran a 15-yard score. So they have literally almost no offense whatsoever. On the other hand, West, very well-oiled machine, very diversified, lots of characters that they can get the ball to, lots of formations, lots of different things that make them fun to watch, and moving the ball down the field. But due to the two fumbles they gave away and then the interception, you know, they've let Kennedy stay in this game. And give Kennedy credit. Their defense is in there. They're pitching and shucking right now the best that they can. But Kennedy just can't get anything to hang their – right now, Scott.
We're going to take a two-minute break. We're at halftime. It's Iowa City West 21, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 7. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Come back with more the second half after this here on KGYM.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions, like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff, so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
Napa know-how.
This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shier she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Back with you here in Iowa City at halftime, 21-8 for the Iowa City West Kennedy Cougars in this Class 4A first rounder. And I'm going to get you some scores coming up here, some very interesting ones, including in our, if you will, as right now it is Solon on the short end of the stick.
9-0 Solon.
9-0 Solon, but we Dubuque team earlier on in the year, and that is a good football team.
Well, we preview this. You know, people just automatically assume that Solon and North Scott are going to hook up, and it'd be an inevitable matchup here, but they've both got very tough opening round games from 7-2 teams that are much, much better than their 7-2 indicates.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to get you some scores here. As we move along, going to get a word from head coach Brian White as well. Xavier with only a 7-0 lead on Pella right now. That is at halftime. Second quarter, Wes Marshall leading Williamsburg 14-9. You mentioned Western Dubuque leading Solon big 28-6 right now. That is in the second quarter. Central City is hanging tough up at Gilbertville against Don Bosco. It's 36-30 in favor of the Dons over Central City right now. Wapsie Valley leading Algona Bishop Garrigan 7-6. Highland leading Durant in the second quarter 8-7. Hudson number one in A ball leading Linville Sully 14-0. West Branch in the second quarter with a 21-14 lead over Osage after a 2.5-hour bus trip almost up to Minnesota. The 3-hour, 5-minute bus trip not going well for Sumner Fredericksburg. Van Meter leading the Cougars 35-8. That is in the second quarter. Halftime, Dyke New Hartford shutting out South Hamilton 28-0. The Roadrunners of I-35 shutting out Mount Air 28-0 in the second quarter. Pella Christian leading Wilton 10-7 in the second quarter. Bellevue on top of Minneapolis 21-7. That's the second quarter score. West Duke leading Trainer 0-0 in the second quarter. Edco beat right now 20-7. Also, it is Rockford on top of Turkey Valley, making Ryan Schlater's night a good one. 30-28, that is at half. Also, you've got Southeast Warren leading Newell Fonda 21-10. Arweva leading Northwood Kensett 14-0. It's New London over Gladbrook Rhinebeck at halftime, 34-12. Second quarter, Iowa Valley and Midland are tied at 16. North Tama in the second quarter with a 21-0 lead over Mason City Newman. West Hancock leading Hinton 22-12 at halftime break. West Liberty on top of Sheraton 22-3. That is in the second quarter. Lewis Central all over Carroll 24-0 in the second quarter. Spencer leading Norwalk 17-13. Halftime, Sergeant Bluff, Luton 28, Heelan nothing at the halftime break. Halftime, it's only 7-0 in favor of Bettendorf. Waukee leading Urbandale in the second, 14-13. Cedar Falls at halftime, 21-0 over Indianola. Dowling all over Fort Dodge, 28-0. Still Ankeny over Valley, 14-7. And Johnston at halftime leading Prairie by a score of 14-0. Harlan leading Oski, 14-0. Benton over Greene County, 17-13. And JJ, Southeast Polk is ahead over Centennial.
That's what I have too.
And JJ,
I got 14-7.
14-7. Let's go down to Jeff with head coach Brian White.
Coach of the Cougars, coach, you're down two scores. You got the second half. Score.
We got to fix some things on defense. First of all, we got to contain. We're giving up contain their first two scores. It was a consistent giving up contain on the edge. We got to fix. I think we got that fixed. Obviously, we've been a little bit opportunistic, but we haven't taken advantage of those turnovers. You know, one we did, but, you know, offensively, we've got block 44. He's wrecking us right now. We knew he was a good nose guard. And so hopefully we got something put together. We can get a few more pads on 44 and sustain drives, chew up some clock. You know, we get a score here to start the second half, and it's a new ball game, and that's what we tried to tell the kids. And, you know, I think they'll be ready to go.
Coach, your team just keeps coming up with ways to impress here tonight, especially with their backs against the wall. They look like they're going to go up two scores right away in the first. You get a turnover, and just like that, the turnover train starts for your boys.
Yeah, and getting turnovers are nice and everything, but you got to do something with them. And we're struggling. We want to throw the ball a little bit, but unfortunately, we're struggling blocking a couple of their D linemen. And you know, we have guys in our face as soon as we get the snap back there. So, you know, we got to shore some things up on the offensive line and get our contain on defense. And, you know, hopefully we can make some things happen this half.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you very much.
All right, Brian White, head coach of the Cedar Rapids Kennedy Cougars. Just kind of like the pregame, guys. Just like I talked about, calm, collected, very, very zen at halftime are the Cougars. And they got to feel good here going into the second half, and they get the ball to start the second half. If they can get a score on the board right away, not that it's not a ball game now, but we got a really interesting game here, guys.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Thanks to Brian White as well. I've never heard the words zen with Brian White associated before. You're going to go with that? The zen-like Brian White?
I sensed a little urgency in his voice, but if you've ever seen him in action on the sideline, that interview that you just heard was Zen-like.
21-7. Iowa City West on top over the Kennedy Cougars here at the halftime break. Ahead, we'll take another 1 minute break, get you ready for quarter number three here from Iowa City. Right after this, you're listening to high school playoff football right here on KGYM.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a 4MAX toilet. 4MAX flushing technology gets the bowl 2 times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each 4MAX toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on my4max.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
Farm. This is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah. Year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Back. get the ball first. Half number two. Again, the total yardage in that first half, West dominating 273 to 59. Three turnovers, though. Kennedy took advantage of only one of those turnovers to get into the end zone, and a 21-7 deficit for the Cougars. Strange scores at 4A, and it's now Bettendorf and PV tied at 7 apiece. And we knew 4A was going to be, you know, all hands on deck, kind of a old Las Vegas crapshoot going into this.
You know, here's the problem, Scott, and I liken this a lot to wrestling at the state tournament first round. You go through the regular season, and you run into a lot of opponents that you just pretty much show up, and you run roughshod. And you kind of get this false sense of security that it's going to go that easy every time, not when you get to the playoffs, especially not first round. Not if you're refusing to be mentally in tune and understanding that any team is capable of beating you on any given night that you don't show up with your A game. And so we're seeing that in a lot of the scores around the state, especially in 4A right now. Some of these also traditional rivalries, like that PV Bettendorf score. How about the Ankeny and the Southeast Polk score? I mean, these are teams that think that they probably should show up and do what they did during the regular season. Guess what? It's not that easy first round in the playoffs.
No, it is not. Winner of this one gets either Bettendorf or PV, and they are tied at 7 right now in the third quarter. Josh Jasek to kick it away for West from right to left. Second half of this 4A first rounder is underway. High kick, angling on the near side. Hendren in the corner at the 5. Comes 10, 15, 20, down the sideline and pushed out of bounds as he crosses the 25-yard line by Cole Mabry. And they'll mark it about the 28-yard line. Also, and Jeff Downing just right, yes, shout out to all the cross-country folks that'll be running in Fort Dodge tomorrow. And in coming day, as the field for the swim meet next weekend put together. Max has gone all the way at quarterback as Kennedy will send Mike Adams and Sam Harrison out to the left side. Offset eye, Ostendorp in there as a fullback right now. Here's a handoff, Hendren, big hitter off the left side, crosses the 30, spins across the 35, and good 8-yard run to start the second half for Caron Hendren.
Nice push by the left side of the offensive line for Kennedy there. White jerseys just came off and pushed the green ones back.
Gain of 9, we'll call it. And a second down and 1, short, coming up for the Cougars. As Coach White said, Landon Green was the guy they concentrated on big time at halftime to try to stop him. Five-man front for West. Same play off the left side. Hendren kicks it to the outside, kicks it to the corner, breaks a tackle, first down, and out of bounds. Across the 40 to the 42-yard line. A gain of 5 and a Cougar first down.
Well, I don't see how Kennedy has had the success they have running around the outside of this Trojan defense, Scott, because not only do they have a defensive end out there on both sides defensively, they've got outside linebackers that are right up there on the line of scrimmage too. That just shouldn't allow you. You should be able to set the edge a little better than they have.
First down for the Cougars from the left hash at the 42-yard line.
A pass.
And they get it out on the right side, and about a 4-yard gain to Sam Harrison. Tried to get Cade Parker out there in front of him, and it goes for about 4 to the 46.
That's not a big gainer, but it's important for them to connect on some passes out into the flat, because that's realistically the only place that they can consistently throw the ball and get some positive yardage.
Cougars up to the line of scrimmage on the 46-yard line. With a second down from that spot. Handoff Hendren on the end run, trying to get to the corner. Chased and brought down. Brendan Mott, linebacker, got him by the shoelace at about the 43 for a loss of 3.
Well, that's the way that that sweep is supposed to be played by an outside linebacker that's up on the line of scrimmage. And that time, he played his position perfectly and got a tackle for the loss.
Third and 8 coming for the Cougars. As needs to get to the West High 48-yard line. Back to the right side. Low snap. To the right Comes back to the left side, sneaks through, gets to the 45, to the 50. He's got a first down, 45-40, and upended as he gets to the west, 38-yard line. Ball came out, but they're going to say he was down. And that's going to be a pickup of about 18 and a Kennedy first down.
How about Max White doing his best Marcus Morgan impersonation, making a big play out of nothing that was there of him. Cuts back the opposite way against the grain. The little shake and bake on a couple of pursuers and then just goes down the Kennedy sideline.
Kennedy with the first and 10 at the west side of the field to the right. High snap and White on the keeper, just angling right, pushed back as it gets down to about the 36-yard line. And coming up was Macarena, the tackle. And a gain of a couple that time for Max White.
Max White is going to be one tired young man when he goes home tonight, and he's going to be one stiff and sore young man in the morning. He has had some incredible hits put on him tonight.
Under nine to play, third quarter, 21-7 Iowa City West. Kennedy, though, on the move. Second down and eight at the West High 36-yard line. Here is White looking to throw a little pop pass, tipped and almost intercepted. The old Tom Good pop pass right there, and getting his hand on it was Grant Henderson. Tried to get it to Cody Fluhop, the tight end, who's been out with injury, but he's back now.
Looked a little like Roger Staubach back in his Navy days, where he just jumps up in the air as high as he can and throws the ball.
Third down coming up. Nobody did that better than the Regis Royals. They would run that three or four times a game. You knew it was coming, and it would always work.
And you couldn't stop it.
Of course, they had some good quarterbacks and some tight ends. Third down and eight from the 36-yard line. Here's the shotgun snap. They're going to try the reverse. Here comes Adams, going to throw, man wide open, and dropped at the 20-yard line. That was the Philly throwback to Max White, and he would have had a touchdown.
Oh, my goodness. The reverse pass worked like a charm. Ball was thrown right in the old breadbasket, but Max White could not come up with the handle.
He was looking to run before he caught it, unfortunately.
Gotta love that play call, though.
What a play call there by Kyle Knock. Fourth down, Kennedy's going to keep the offense out there. They're going to go for it. Harrison to the left side. Cougars will send twins to the right, make it trips to the right side. Three in the play clock, shotgun snap. White retreating. Now rolling to the left side, being chased by X, and he's going to go out of bounds short of the first down. Going to get about three, but going to come up short of the first down. Tough break there for Kennedy. Let's go down to Jeff.
Yeah, guys, you know, that drive right there, that's a great drive right there by Kennedy to start the second half, and Adams just didn't put enough under that because Max White, if he catches that football, walks. There is nobody home for West on that play at all. So the Trojans catch a huge break with that play.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Jeff. On first down, Morgan on the handoff and nothing doing. Nah, maybe a loss of a yard that time. And Hoover took it. Going to be a loss of about a yard. As Marshawn Hoover, 5'9", 190-pound junior, is going to lose the yard. It'll be second down. A long 11 here. To throw. Guns are right side. Low catch made. Complete. They're going to say it hopped up to Godet. And it's going to be a third down coming up for the Trojans. Third down at about 11.
Godet did not like that call. Still doing a little protesting.
Look like pretty good catch from here, but they're a lot closer than we are. 21-7 Iowa. Over Cedar Kennedy and West with a third and 11 at 4. 7:54 remaining in the third. And it's along with Crane on the left side. Instead coming motion from left to right. Three in the play clock. Deep up. That middle screen. He's got first down. How he got split Defenders Jenna got across 40.
That's such gravity that he's down with one guy, but that was the right. Pretty big bird. They all came running in there and didn't even stop to think for a second that it green.
But fly field against West High. First of the night against West.
Wow.
And that's going to make West 3rd and 16.
Wow. Down at midfield. Inside your own 30.
7:40, clock rolling. 3rd down and 16. 3 receivers right and 1 to the left. Morgan in the shotgun, 1 setback off the fake. The sophomore rolls to the right side. Has time. Throws back across the middle, low and incomplete. Tried to get it to Justin Thomas at about the midfield stripe. And West, that penalty is going to...
Yeah, that hurt.
Hurt that drive.
It's going to bring the punt team out for only the second time tonight.
And the first time was that 68-yard beauty by Morgan.
And I got to think that when Max White retreats back to try and get this punt, he's going to set back a little farther than he did last time.
In fact, Kennedy's going to bring two back there. Koski will drop along with White back at the 34-yard line to get the Marcus Morgan punt. Line of scrimmage is the 29. Good snap. Gets it away. A high but shortish kick at the 30-yard line. 32-yard punt that time. And Kennedy will have it at the 39-yard line. 7:15 to play third quarter. 21-7 for West. As the winner will get either Bettendorf or Pleasant Valley coming up.
And last we knew, that was deadlocked at 7-7. Not a lot of people would have predicted that, but it's into the third quarter, even Steven.
Yeah, but those are two rivals going at it. First down from the 39-yard line. Kennedy's going to go with the slot to the right side. And they're going to run it that way with White. Has Hendred out front trying to block. Turns it up and maybe a yard or two. Going to give him a yard to the 40-yard line. Cole Mabry again on the stop. We will pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player during our post game from Iowa. Have that story as well. Head to the East High School scoreboard coming up with Jeff Downing afterwards. Bet Community on top of Greene County, 24-13 over in Van Horn. Twins to the left side, offset eye, out of the pistol, handoff to Hendren to the corner, breaks tackle, turns it up to numbers, 40, 45, 50, and into West territory down to the 49 on a gain of 11 and a Kennedy first down.
Once again, Caron Hendred turns the corner on the defense of the Trojans. Should be shutting that down or at least turning it back in where there's some help. But Hendred making a living tonight out on the margins.
14 carries for Hendred. And yards. And 10 off the face. Rolls right, looking to throw. Throws up field. And back there defensively. Right there for Iowa City West. It'll be 2nd and 10. Another score to throw away. Not looking good for the Prairie Hawks tonight. 21-0. John Lee Prairie. And he's Centennial at Southeast Polk. 14-14. Western Dubuque has added to the lead at Solon 35-13. Second down and 10 from the 49-yard line. Two receivers to the right for Kennedy. Out of the pistol. White gets it. Going to throw the out. Catch made. Harrison at the 50. Kicks it to the outside. A stiff arm and run out of bounds as he gets to the 46-yard line for a pickup of 3. Harrison's second catch of the night.
These short outs into the flat and then the wide receiver screens. These are some of the things I thought we might see more from Kennedy in the first half. Just to get the run heavy all the time. And now they're starting to open things up a little bit, and it's going to relax and loosen up the Trojan defense somewhat, pull some guys out of the box, making them respect that ability to throw out into the
It'll be a timeout taken here by Kennedy. Timeout, 6:01 play here in the third quarter. And for Iowa City West, 21, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 7. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school football playoff action here on KGYN.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Respect, it's more than a word. In the U.S. Army, it's one of our core values. Earned through selfless service to our nation and making a difference both at home and abroad. On the Army team, respect is earned daily. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may earn up to $40,000 in bonuses if you qualify. To learn more, visit the Cedar Rapids Recruiting Station across from Lindale Mall at 130 Collins Road or call 319-395-9834. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Third down and long. White rolling left. Pressure coming. White running. Gets away from one. Down the sideline, far side. And going to be taken out for a loss of about three back to the 49-yard line. As the pressure was coming from the near side, John, and White just had to carry it.
Max White is fearless, Scott. The guy just, he does not have any quit in him, and he thinks that he...
Here is the punt. Take a bounce at the 15-yard line. And takes a little bit of a Kennedy hop, and will go down to about the 10, maybe the 9. It looks like they're going to mark it at the 10-yard line. Savandersee with a 39-yard boot. 5:41 to play here in the third, and a 21-7 lead for West High.
Two offensive possessions for Kennedy here in this second half. Both of them got inside Trojan territory, did not get near the red zone, but they have been knocking on the door.
First and 10 for West with 21-7 lead. They'll run it out of the eye, right back tail of the tandem. Ball left hash mark here on this beautiful Friday night. Here is the toss to Breitbach. He'll try to get to the corner. Turns it up at the hash marks. And not much. Now they say that actually that play started at the 14-yard line, John. And not at the 10. So that must have been first touching. And it's going to actually be a loss of a couple there for Breitbach.
So good job by Cam Jones, who's out at that right defensive end now, of setting that edge and making the sweep get turned up inside where there were all kinds of white jerseys to clear up.
Koski in there at one corner for Kennedy. Malik Adams, or Makai Harris, I beg your pardon, at the other. Motion man off the fake. Morgan on the quarterback draw. Comes to the near side and will be escorted out of bounds by Brantley Koski as he'll go out at about the 19-yard line for a pickup of six. 60 yards now rushing for Marcus Morgan tonight.
That was a designed quarterback draw all the way.
It's a nail-biting time at Saints Field. 7-0 Xavier going into the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Who would have thought that? Third down and six for West High from the 19. Pistol formation. Here comes the blitz. Off the fake. Morgan throws a slant. Catch made in traffic. And then the ball came out, but they're going to say a catch and down at about the 26-yard line.
I think it was stripped out after the catch was made and the receiver went down to the ground. And they will signal the first down. The chains are moving.
Tate Crane with a heck of a catch right there in traffic. And Jeff, good catch down there. We'll go to him on the sidelines.
Yeah, guys, I think the call on the field is catch, ground causes fumble. That's good.
All right, thank you, Jeff. First down, I formation. Morgan under center, 7 on the play clock. Turns, hands it off to Breitbach. Stop and go, move up the middle. 30, 35, 40. into the 45-yard line. Right back goes for 19 on his best carry of the night. Just a quick hitter right there, and that's the 14th first down of the night for West High.
Inside linebackers for Kennedy were blitzing through and ran right past Breitbach, who came through them and was untouched and into the secondary before he knew what was going on, had to get tackled by the free safety.
Godet out to the far right side. Two in the slot to the right for West. On first down and 10. Little swing pass. Catch made at the 40. Up to the 45. Mabry, a stiff arm into Kennedy territory. Down to the Cougar 49. As that will go for 6.
Good blocking by his fellow wide receivers there. Sprung that for an extra 5 yards after the reception.
We talked about the balance of West, John.
Yeah.
And so far, take a look at it. 13 different players have touched the ball tonight for West. And that's the story of the season. 3.5 to play third quarter, 21-7 West on top. Second down and 3. Down to 2, the play clock down to 1. They just got it off. No, they didn't. Penalty flag down. And Morgan on the move to the 35 of Kennedy, but I think this is going to come back. As the referee is going to have the signal, it's going to be an illegal shift against West.
Boy, and that's going to negate a nice play as Morgan ran that all the way down to the Cougar 32, but it's going to come back into Trojan territory.
Could have been even delay a game, too. It was very close. Play clock had gotten down to one. It was under one when that snap was taken. Anastad will come in with the play along with the quarterback who went to the sideline, Marcus Morgan. So it'll be a 2nd and 9 from the 46 of West. Trips to the left side. One to the right for Garrett Hartwig and the Trojans. Kennedy with that 3-man front going with their base defense. Here comes the blitz. And the run pass option and nothing doing. Morgan just kept the ball as Cade Parker was coming in there. Nolan Jacobs was also coming in there. And I think the sophomore's eyes got pretty big that time.
Nolan Jacobs has played a whale of a game on both sides of the ball tonight.
It's going to be a loss of 5 for Morgan all the way back to the 41. No scoring here in the third quarter so far. Third down, 15. Almost 15 for the 41-yard line. 6 in the play clock. Morgan in the shotgun off the fake. Morgan to throw. Rolls to the right side. Throws up the right side. And a diving catch made by Justin Thomas at the Kennedy 37-yard line for a West High first down. What a play.
And again, the play extended by the feet of Marcus Morgan as he found a little pocket out on the side and hit the strike down at the 37.
Fourth catch of the night for Justin Thomas. Came in with 30 on the year and on first down as the pass goes to Godet, and he's going to have another first down as he'll take it to the 26-yard line.
A little sideline hitch pattern and a real healthy cushion there by the secondary for Kennedy allowed that to go for another first down.
16 first downs, a little tempo here for West as they near the red zone. Shotgun from the 26-yard line. Ball right hash mark for Morgan and West. Off the fake, Morgan to throw. Throws right side man wide open, walking in for the touchdown. Justin Thomas with his 5th catch of the night, and Thomas gives West a 27-7 lead.
Yeah, some obvious breakdown in the secondary coverage there for Kennedy as he just was, there was nobody within 10 yards of him in any direction when that ball hit him in stride as he went across the end zone end line.
26 yards on that hookup as Thomas with his 3rd touchdown reception of the year. 27-7. Josh Jasek for the extra point. It's on the way. It is up and it is good. Minute 42 to play third quarter. It's Iowa City West 28, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 7. Back with a kick in a minute. You're listening to 4A Playoff Football right here on KGYM Sports.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from the Crisis Center.
KGYM and Smart FM are the perfect fall combination for football. All the info you need to get ready for the big game, and all the Smart Rock you need to get ready for your pregame festivities. Tailgates go better with Smart Rock from Smart FM. If you're heading to the Hawkeye game or getting together with your buddies before kickoff, Smart Rock pairs perfectly with brats, burgers, and barbecue. Next big game, prepare your pregame feast with a side of Smart Rock. From Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Here we go. Back with you with a minute 42 to play in the third quarter. This 4A first rounder, Iowa City West, fifth rated in the Gazette KGYM poll. With another touchdown, a 28-7 the lead, and the kick will go out of bounds. And Kennedy will get good field position here. As they'll have it, I believe, at the 40-yard line coming up. And now it's almost to the point, if you're the Cougars, almost have to go away from your game plan at this point.
Well, they kind of did in that last series, as you saw a lot of the throws out into the flat to the backs out of the backfield and then the wide receiver screens. And so Kyle Knox trying everything he's got conceivable that it's operational within his arsenal, and I think you're just going to probably have to see more of that.
So it'll be first down for the Cougars with their work cut out for them. As West now with a 28-7 lead. White in the shotgun with two running backs. Back to throw. Here's the pass and the catch made wide open. And the Kennedy Cougars are going to get their big play as Malik Adams on the out and up is going to go 65 yards for the score.
Malik Adams blew past everybody by 5 yards and caught that ball in stride from Max White, and he was off to the races down the Iowa City West sideline, untouched. Four green jerseys chasing him, but none of them within 5 yards as he went across the end zone.
Back-to-back touchdowns, and just like that, Kennedy getting a little closer. 28-13 now is Svoboda will try the extra point. As Louis Irvin III to hold. The kick on its way, and it's up and good. And Kennedy hanging on as the Cougars fight back to within 14. It's West 28, Kennedy 14. We'll take another 1 minute timeout. Come back to Iowa City after this. You listen to high school playoff football on KGYM Sports.
Respect, it's more than a word. In the U.S. Army, it's one of our core values. Earned through selfless service to our nation and making a difference both at home and abroad. On the Army team, respect is earned daily. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may earn up to $40,000 in bonuses if you qualify. To learn more, visit the Cedar Rapids Recruiting Station across from Lindale Mall at 130 Collins Road or call 319-395-9834. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back with you here in Iowa City, Steven Svoboda to get it ready to kick it away, and it will be a squib kick, angling to the near side, picked up by a Trojan at the 33 and tossed out of bounds. Right there, Sam Harrison on the tackle of Cole Mabry, and it will be first and 10 West High at the 33-yard line. And down to Jeff on the sideline. Go ahead.
Yeah, guys, I mean, just when it looks like Iowa City West can breathe, here comes Kennedy and gets a big score. Now, can Kennedy get a stop, or is Marcus Morgan going to continue to not look like a sophomore tonight?
Thank you, Jeff. I formation behind Morgan. On first down from the 33-yard line, Morgan turns, hands it off to Breitbach. Little stutter step and not much, maybe a yard. Cam Jones, Trayvon Bradley in there. Boy, we got two good nose guards. You're going to love watching nose play tonight, John.
In the trenches, these guys have been really getting after it, and not a lot of people ever look in there. But you're on an artificial turf, and look at the dirty jerseys that are down there. It's those guys.
Second down, coming up on a minute to play here in the third quarter. Again, out of the tight eye, off the fake. Booting to the right is Morgan. Throws on the run, too tall for Godet, and incomplete.
Incomplete pass.
And it will be a third down and long coming up for West High. They're 6 of 10 tonight on third down tries.
Kennedy really done a nice job neutralizing Godet here in this game. He's the go-to big play guy, and he really has been kept pretty quiet tonight.
But Thomas has picked it up. Xavier has added a halfback pass from Bryson Bastion to Kyle Mader. It's 14-0 Xavier. That with 8 minutes to play the ball game. You think people are breathing a little better now?
I think they're still lighting prayer candles, though, Scott.
Third down. Here comes the Cougar Blitz. Morgan steps up under pressure. Nolan Jacobs tosses him down.
No, not this time.
Going to be a loss of about three back to the 31-yard line. And a three and out on the first sack of the night for Brian White's Kennedy defense.
Morgan so nifty at eluding the rushers, but that time got caught in the pocket and there was nowhere for him to escape. Houdini could not have gotten out of that one, Scott.
West will have to punt before the end of the third quarter. Max White, Brantley Koski will drop twin safeties at the 35-yard line. Low snap, no pressure. Morgan gets it away. High,
oh,
floating, beautiful kick. Fair catch called and made by Koski.
Koski
at the 25.
Koski got to be kind of careful there. He didn't really get his arm up in the air. He kind of had a half elbow up and waved it a little bit. And then he took off running after it, too.
44 yards on the punt. I'll say this. Usually we see this in the playoffs, John. Officials let the kids play a little bit more, and they have tonight.
Yes, they have. And by and large, the hanky has stayed in the pocket tonight.
So kudos to that. So one final play more than likely here in the third quarter. 28-14, 11 seconds to play in the third. From the 25-yard line, White rolling to the right side. Being chased, throws sideline incomplete. Tried to get it out to Malik Adams. And it'll be second down. We'll have another play here in quarter three with 7.4 to go in the third. Been a really interesting game tonight. As West led all the way here tonight, but Kennedy just keeps hanging in there and hanging in there. Morgan's thrown it 21 times. White between running backs, hands it off. Hendren, big hole, busts through. 30, 35 to the 40-yard line. Anistead collects him and throws him down in West territory, down to the Trojan 47-yard line.
That was so quick hitting, and Hendren was past the linebacker so quickly, he very nearly came close to breaking that.
Gain of 28 as we are at the end of the third quarter. After three, this Class 4A playoff first rounder. It's fifth-rated Iowa City West, 28. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 14. Back in a minute. This is high school playoff football from KGYM Sports.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5100. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-687-5192.
Back with you here in Iowa City, Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Jeff Moss with you. So we start the fourth quarter. Kennedy with the ball. And Hendren on the sweep, coming to the right side, and not much. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Hendren over 100 yards now on the night, as Hendren went over the 100-yard mark on that scamper. As he is at 109 right now. We'll give you the stats through three quarters coming up here in a moment. 28-14 as we start the fourth quarter. Winner gets either Bettendorf or Pleasant Valley. Coming up next Friday.
That game in doubt right now.
Twins to the left side. Slot man to the left and one setback. White in the gun. He's going to go short side by himself. Hit brought down. Landon Green. First time we've called his name in the second half, but he has been all over the place tonight.
Well, he's been an impact player on both sides of the ball tonight. That was a sure wrap up and tackle on great pursuit.
So it'll be third and long for the Cougars. Only one of nine tonight on third down tries is Kennedy. So we'll see what happens here. Third down and 11 coming up for the Cougars. Bad snap, and it's loose, and Hendricks is going to have to hop on it at about the 42-yard line. So that went from bad to worse for the Cougars right there.
Loss of 10 on that play, and that'll bring the punt team out now. But again, Kennedy getting inside Iowa City West territory, but then having to punt. Third out of four drives so far, the other one yielding the touchdown.
Godet will drop, Vandersee to punt it away. End over end kick, angling to the far side, running up Godet, makes the catch on the run, 30, spins away from a tackler, 35, and up to the 38-yard line. Godet with a good 8-yard return. Love that he caught the ball in the air, John, and kept going.
That's what good teams do, Scott. They don't ever let that ball hit the ground on a punt unless it's absolutely wonky type of kick, like a rugby-style kick or one of those situations. But both teams, traditional kickers tonight, a lot of hang time in there, and you just, the good teams catch those balls in the air and try and make something, and go. He did after that. I mean, he did a nice job of getting some yardage after the reception.
Total yards for Kennedy, 202, West 360. West with the 28-14 lead. Shotgun back to Morgan, throws the middle, tipped, and Ostendorf almost had another one.
Oh.
Almost had another one.
He's so good at filling up those inside hook and curl zone passing lanes. We've seen him do it year in and year out, and he just kicking himself now. He thought he should have had that one.
Morgan now 14 of 22 tonight, 208 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. West with the ball back off the fake. Morgan throws far side, and the catch is made over there by Tate Crane. And he's going to have a first down into Cougar territory as Crane will take it to the 48-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 13.
Crane had to struggle to get that first down, but after he caught the ball, tucked it under, and just kept his legs churning and took it out of bounds just enough to secure the first down. That's just good reception and knowing where you are, field presence. What's it going to take to get the chains moving again?
West in Kennedy territory, under 10 to play in this 4A first rounder, 28-14 in favor of West High. On the jet sweep, here is Crane coming to the right side and twisted down. Ostendorf with a terrific play from his linebacker spot for Kennedy. No gain that time. And it'll be second down and 10. Crane on his first carry of the night. As we mentioned, this is a ensemble for West on offense. They get a lot of guys involved. Justin Thomas, Crane out to the left side. Two receivers to the right. Five in the play clock. Now a couple of Trojans in motion. We got penalty flags all over the place. But before that, a timeout. West did get the timeout taken. We'll take it with them. 9:13 to play in our ball game. West 28, Kennedy 14. Back in a minute. This is high school playoff football here on KGYM Sports.
Hey, Golic, if I were to throw the lines open right now to discuss who's the GOAT, we'd have no shortage of opinions, correct?
No, we would not.
But if I asked men to talk about their health,
crickets.
Yeah, a recent Cleveland Clinic survey found 56% of men prefer to keep health concerns to themselves and not share them with anyone, not even their doctor. Cleveland Clinic is ranked number one in the nation in heart and urology care, and they've heard it all before.
Make sure to visit clevelandclinic.org/mention it for answers to those 10 questions most men are afraid to ask.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Stock up and save this fall at your neighborhood Ace. When you're taking care of the everyday projects around your house, Ace is your one-stop shop to find exactly what you're looking for. Get great deals now through October 29th, like buy one, get one free on select LED light bulbs, buy one, get one free on Ace basic house keys, and buy two, get one free on Ace furnace filters. Only at your local Ace, the helpful place. Offers valid at participating stores. Exclusions and limits may apply. See store for details.
Back with you here in Iowa City. A score update on Bettendorf Pleasant Valley. But first, second down play. Morgan in trouble. Rolls to the left side. Got away from Graham. Throws in the flat. Short. And the catch made by Anastad. And he's out of bounds. Came back to the quarterback as a good receiver, should John, and got a 12-yard gain for the first down.
Good job of just floating in space and knowing that you need to bail out your quarterback as he's being chased down from behind. That's just good fundamental play that you practice every day.
Bettendorf is pulling away from Pleasant Valley, you said? And Prairie has scored, but still down 28-7 at Johnston.
Western Dubuque 35, Solon 13 still.
First down, Morgan gets the shotgun snap. He's going to take it himself to the right side, turns it up 35-30 to the 20-yard line and out of bounds. Gallagher saved a touchdown, pushed him out right at the 20 after the gain of 16.
Boy, and he showed his speed there. He just blew by a couple of would-be tacklers.
Out of bounds with 8:55 to play and trying to put maybe this game salted away here for the Trojans. Godet and Thomas to the left side. I formation. McAravy in there as the fullback. Breitbach, the tailback. Morgan going to throw a little receiver screen. Thomas with the catch. Spins away from one. And Gallagher pushes him out of bounds. As he gets down inside the 15, they'll mark it at about the 14-yard line. And it'll be a second down and short coming up after the pickup of six. Strong running after the catch by these West High receivers. They do a terrific, terrific job. Three in the play clock, down to two, down to one. No, make that 11 on the play clock. Handoff and a first down run by Breitbach inside the 10, down to the 8. And it'll be first and goal coming up for West on the pickup of 6. Another tackle made by Jay Ostendorp. First and goal West at the Kennedy 8, 8.5 to play in the ball game. Trojans running out of the eye, left hash mark. Quick count and the handoff to the fullback, pushing his way inside the 5. And down to about the 3-yard line, maybe the 2-yard line.
Yeah, he squirted out of the scrum right at the very end there. Made a desperate leap for the end zone, but didn't get the ball across before his knee went down.
McAravy goes for about 6. And he'll stay in there as the fullback in front of Breitbach. On second down and goal. Turn. Handoff. McAravy, and he gets in for the touchdown. McAravy from 2, and West with a 3-score lead. It's now the Trojans 34, Kennedy 14. And a statement drive there by the Trojans.
5 touchdowns, 5 different people carrying it into the end zone.
Jacek on to try the extra point out of the Noah Anastad hold. Here is the kick. It's on its way, and it is good. With 7:55 to play in the ball game, it's West 35, Kennedy 14. Back with a kick after this one-minute break. You're listening to High School Playoff Football on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Jacek to kick it away here for Iowa City West. Trojans with a three-score lead, a high kick, shorter kick. Coming up, fielding it, Hendred at the 13. Coming left. Caron across the 20 to the 25, tries a reverse field, got away from a couple, and gets to about the 22-yard line for that 12-yard return. And now Kennedy's going to have to get scores and get them quickly, as the Cougars will have it from the 22-yard line is where they will scrimmage.
Well, just when you think you can start breathing normally again out at Saints Field, Pella goes down and scores but doesn't hit the PAT, so it's 14-6 with a little over 4 minutes left to go. Left the door ajar.
Yes, they did, but Xavier still sweating it a little bit. First down, Hendrick in motion. Here is a sweep to Caron, the junior trying to get to the corner. Mabry chasing him and chases him out of bounds. Going to be close to a first down, but he's going to be about 8 yards short. 117 coming up on the night for Hendred. All right, Jeff, we'll go down to you. That, what a drive.
That was a methodical drive by Iowa City West. Just went right down the field. That's exactly what Garrett wanted. See if the, it's kind of the, that nail in the coffin drive. I think that's exactly what the Trojans wanted. Last thing Brian wanted was to see
second down and two. Here is the jet sweep coming the other way. And this is Adams. Oh, and he got freight trained by Cole Mabry, but he did get the first down and got a gain of about six. 10th first down of the night for the Kennedy Cougars.
Just when they've needed a
first down, Kennedy stops the clock. West, nope, check that. Clock starts up again. 35-14. From the 38-yard line. Hendred starts in motion. Low snap off the fake. White to throw. Throws, and it's intercepted. Interception by Henderson. Coming to the left, stops, reverses field at the 45-yard line and brought down right there. So Grant Henderson may have put it away for Iowa City West.
First turnover of the night for Kennedy.
And it looks as though West is going to punch their ticket to the quarterfinals, as West will take over in Kennedy territory at the Cougar 44-yard line. As Henderson just played center field on that one, waited for it, and got it. First and 10, West. McAravy in there as the fullback. He'll block, and Morgan to throw. Going to throw deep. Right side going for Jalen Godet and overshot him out of bounds. Good defense by Malik Adams down there for Kennedy. And it'll be second down. So they were going for the knockout blow right there. 6:56 to play. You're listening to high school playoff football tonight. 1600 AM, 107.5 FM. KGYM Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, KGYMradio.com, and the KGYM Radio app. Second and 10 from the 44. Breitbach tail the tandem in the eye. Here's Morgan on the handoff. Breitbach to the left side, runs into Ostendorf after a pickup of two. Might be one. They might give him only to the 43-yard line right there. And it will be a third down and 9 coming up for West.
Xavier trying to run out the clock, Scott. Fumbled the ball and gave it back over to Pella. 14-6, left the door ajar.
Third down and 9, 6.5 to play. West up 35-14. Thomas coming in motion to the left, off the fake. Here is the throwback screen and incomplete. All-out blitz was coming.
And it was set up.
Monternach was coming in a hurry, and they had Peter Breitbach, but the pass just hurried a little bit.
Oh, what could have been on that play had he caught that ball, because it was set up to go possibly the distance.
It could have gone a long way, a real long way. So it'll be fourth down, and Trojans will punt it away here. Koski drops. Max White drops for Kennedy. Marcus Morgan to punt. 43-yard line, a line of scrimmage. You would think Kennedy is coming, and they are. And Morgan's going to stop. He's going to throw, and the catch made. And Mabry tight-roping the sideline on the fake punt. How about that, Riverboat Gambler?
No one saw that coming. And whenever you throw a pass long downfield on a fake punt, there are so many things that can go wrong. But that looked like that they have been running it all year long.
Oh, my. Jeff. We're going to go down to Jeff on the sideline here. Mabry. And we'll get this before the play here. Jeff, that was beautiful. After this play, we'll go down to Jeff. First down. Morgan stays out there. 6:14 to play. Thomas off the fake. Morgan takes it right side, stiff arming, and brought down on a good tackle by C.J. Curry. All right, Jeff.
Yeah, I think that definitely took Kennedy by surprise there. But that's a heck of a time to pull out that fake punt. I mean, Mabry came across the middle. He's wide open, and you got Morgan back there, your quarterback and your punter. So really kept Kennedy on their toes, and you know, this is a chance for Iowa City West to continue to milk the clock a little bit and try to get out of here with a victory.
Tate Crane out to the left side, Twins that way, Twins to the right on second down and nine. Thomas on the jet sweep, caught, thrown down. Nope, it was the keeper by Morgan. Faked me out.
Great fake.
Got to the 15, maybe the 14-yard line. That's how you run that little read option. It'll be a third down, a little tempo here by West on third and seven. 35-14, 5:15 to play in the ball game. West looking to put it away even more. Kennedy showing blitz. Here they come. Ooh. Morgan in trouble and sacked by Ostendorp. Jay Ostendorp has played a whale of a ball game.
He really has. And Morgan couldn't even get his feet planted and his shoulders squared to throw that ball before he had been planted.
Well, do you see a field goal here? Looks like West is going to try it.
Yeah, it's going to be a 40-yarder.
Josh Jasek's going to line up for the 40-yard field goal attempt. Clock continues to run, 4:40 to play here in this first rounder. Good snap, placement made, kick on its way, end over end, has the distance, and it is good.
Yep.
40-yard field goal.
And another 5 yards on it.
40-yard Jasek field goal ups the lead to 38-14 in favor of West. 4:31 to play here in the ball game. We'll come back with the kickoff in a minute. You're listening to Playoff Football on KGYM.
Respect, it's more than a word. In the U.S. Army, it's one of our core values, earned through selfless service to our nation and making a difference both at home and abroad. On the Army team, respect is earned daily. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may earn up to $40,000 in bonuses if you qualify. To learn more, visit the Cedar Rapids Recruiting Station across from Lindale Mall at 130 Collins Road or call 319-395-9834. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from the Crisis Center.
Jasek, after the 40-yard field goal, will get ready to put it back into play. High end-over-end kick. Hendred settles under it. 7-yard line. Comes to the left, 10. Cuts it back to the far sideline at the 15. Breaks a tackle and out of bounds at the 18, maybe the 19-yard line. I love that directional kick that West puts out there. As looks like West is going to advance, and It's going to be Wes Bettendorf for the rematch, I think, John.
Yes, and that will be a good game. I'll tell you what, this Iowa City West team has got all kinds of weapons, and if they can keep from the turnovers, should be a good game.
On first down, handoff on the read option to Hendren. Starts left, cuts it back to the middle, and gets about five. And it'll be second down and five. And I think that the realization has started to kick in over on the Kennedy sideline now.
Pella driving down to the 8-yard line at Xavier. And this may come down to a 2-point conversion, Scott.
Oh, boy. Second down and six from the 24-yard line. Here is White, throws the out, and the catch made over on the far side. And going to be a first down. Tommy Vanek makes the catch. And going to be a pickup of six, and that should move the sticks. 5 of 11 tonight now for Max White. Only a sophomore. Hendren is a junior. I think three linemen are back next year for Kennedy. A lot of defensive players. Kennedy's going to have some firepower next year. Receiver left, receiver right on first down for the Cougars. 3.5 to play in the ball game. Quarterback draw for Max White. And he'll take it for about a yard to the 31-yard line before Max Labello in there on the stop for West High. First time they met, John, at Tuvel, it was West falling 10-7 in a low-scoring affair to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and with all the improvement that this West team has made since that point, I think that's going to be a real classic matchup.
Second down and eight, under three to play here in the football game. Here is White, throws Vanek, the senior, makes the catch, turns it up 30-35, and tackled by Mason Sorge, the senior, at about the 39-yard line. So that's going to be a pickup of six for Vanek. I think the third down and one coming up for the Cougars. Kennedy, not taking advantage of the turnovers. 1 of 10 tonight on third downs. And third and longs that Kennedy had as well. Really hurt the Cougars. Third down and a yard. White under center. Turns, hands it off. Second back through Hendren. Falls forward for the first down. As Hendren will take it for a yard, and Kennedy will get the first down. Going to talk to Iowa City West coach Garrett Hartwig coming up after the ball game with Jeff Moss on the sidelines. As it'll be a happy bunch of Trojans here tonight as they will go to 9-1 for the fifth-rated team. Now, they were seated higher than Bettendorf, correct?
That's right.
So they will host the Bulldogs next week. First down off the fake. White rolls to the right side, throws on the run, and it is incomplete. That's one of the things that folks are not real keen about with the RPI.
Well, there's a lot of people that are looking at Sergeant Bluff Luton and wondering how an 8-1 team in 3A can be the number one seed. But, hey, that's just the way it is.
Well, that the fact if a Bettendorf and a West play, Bettendorf won the first game. But they've got to come to West.
That's right.
Because of the RPI. Second down and 10 from the 41-yard line. Shotgun snap back to White. Throws the out. Fluhop with a catch. And Fluhop into West territory. Going to take it for about 13. And a first down on his first catch of the night. Cody Fluhop, 6'3", 185. He's only a junior. And he'll be back next year. West getting a lot of second teamers in there, though, right now, with a minute 29 and rolling. So it will be West against Bettendorf, more than likely. Here's White to throw on first down. Throws the out. Vanek with the catch. And Sorge puts him down at about the 40-yard line. Nothing's going to get by West's defenders right now.
They're going to keep everything in front of them and let those have those out the rest of this game.
Gain of six, and we're down to a minute to play. Kennedy will go into the hurry up here a little bit.
A little confusion, however, in their alignments.
Second down, four receivers, three to the right. White rolling that way. Hendred stays in to block. White throws on the run and incomplete. Tried to get it to Vanek, but off his hands, trying to tightrope that far side.
Well, Xavier fans are happy. They have escaped the clutches of Pella. Fourth and eight from the eight-yard line. Yielded no touchdown, and Xavier wins.
So the Saints advance. Will advance to take on either Decorah or CCA next week. Southeast Polk has upset Centennial. So who said the 4-5 team should not have gotten in? They got in, and they've done real well. Here's White to throw on third down. Now steps up, looks to run, tucks it under, comes to the left side, and going to be close to the first down.
Did not get out of bounds, so.
Didn't get the first down either.
That should seal this one.
And White will be about a yard shy of the first down, and Kennedy will, of course, go for it. 38-14, West going to win, going to advance. Fourth down, we're under 10 seconds to play in the ball game. Could be the final play, we'll see. The snap rolled back, Hendred's going to pick it up, and he's going to go down. And that is going to do it. West High with the victory tonight in the first round as West defeats Cedar Rapids Kennedy tonight by a score of 38-14. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, and have the postgame for you from Iowa City. After this, you're listening to 4A Playoff Football on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Respect, it's more than a word. In the U.S. Army, it's one of our core values. Earned through selfless service to our nation and making a difference both at home and abroad. On the Army team, respect is earned daily. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may earn up to $40,000 in bonuses if you qualify. To learn more, visit the Cedar Rapids Recruiting Station across from Lindale Mall at 130 Collins Road or call 319-395-9834. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a 4MAX toilet. 4MAX flushing technology gets the bowl two times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each 4MAX toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on myvormax.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
Hey, Golic, if I were to throw the lines open right now to discuss who's the GOAT, we'd have no shortage of opinions, correct?
No, we would not.
But if I asked men to talk about their health?
Crickets.
Yeah, a recent Cleveland Clinic survey found 56% of men prefer to keep health concerns to themselves and not share them with anyone, not even their doctor. Cleveland Clinic is ranked number one in the nation in heart and urology care, and they've heard it all before.
Make sure to visit clevelandclinic.org/mention it for answers to those 10 questions most men are afraid to ask.
Back with you here in Iowa City for the postgame. And we're going to get a word from Garrett Hartwig coming up here. He's going to make his way over to Jeff Moss. And West gets the win tonight, 38-14. The trophy presentation made to the Kennedy Cougars. West goes to 9-1 on the season. Kennedy will end their year at 6-4. We'll get all the facts and figures of this one coming up in just a couple of moments. Get you the final numbers as well as West. That's a Xavier. Jeff holds on to beat Pella 14-6. And we're going to get a word from head coach Garrett Hartwig. We'll go down to Jeff.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Grant Hartwig, head coach of the West High Trojans. Coach, you knew this was going to be a battle tonight. Every time it looked like your guys got a chance where they could take a breath, Kennedy came right back at them.
Yeah, they're a good program. They're coached well, and I have a lot of respect for those guys over there. They do a really nice job. So
you know, you win in the playoffs, it's always big, and fortunately we get another week of practice.
Coach, I know that there's probably been a million questions asked all year. Talk a little bit about your quarterback. He's only a sophomore. Sometimes he plays like it, but most of the time he doesn't.
Yeah, he's a very poised kid. You know, I feel like we've got two starting quarterbacks on this roster, Joey Kuhn and Marcus. And, you know, Marcus throws up every week. Things he's got to get corrected, throwing a ball laid across the middle, something you should never do as a quarterback. He knows that. That's one thing that jumps to mind. But, you know, he's got a lot of poise, heck of an upside, and he works hard, and that's the biggest credit that I can give him.
One of the big things, too, is his receivers help him out. They go get the ball. They make catches in traffic, especially even, you know, punt returns. They go get the football.
Yeah, you know, stuff we work on all summer. I preach it all year, and then when we get to the summer and the football's out, you know, be the aggressor as the receiver and make plays. And, you know, that's all you can ask high school kids is put them in a situation, and I've been lucky enough to have guys that do that.
Coach, you will be back on your home field next Friday night, and it'll be a rematch as Bettendorf comes back to town after their victory over PV. You played them back in week two. They got the victory, but you get another chance.
You know, you don't get a lot of second chances in life, literal second chances, and this is one. You know, this will be the seventh time we've played them now in 6 years, so it feels like it wouldn't be a football season if we didn't see Bettendorf at least once or twice, and they'll be ready for us. We'll be ready for them. I'm looking forward to it.
Coach, good luck next Friday night. Congrats on the win tonight.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Coach Grant Hartwig joining us here as they take on Bettendorf coming up next Friday night after a 38-14 win over Kennedy. And, you know, for Kennedy, and you guys will talk about it here, you know, obviously losing stings, and they came out and really fought. I think they had one penalty tonight, had the one turnover on the interception by Max White. So they cleaned a lot of things up. It hurts, but I think when Brian White goes back and looks at what this junior-laden team accomplished this year, I think he's got a lot of things to be happy about with the season. And, boy, the cupboard ain't bare at Kennedy. Look at all the guys coming back. Hendren's back. Max White's back. Sham Graham's back. Nolan Jacobs is back. Cade Parker's back. Ostendorf's back. I mean, they've got a ton of guys coming back who have a lot of RC experience. So next season's going to be a big bullseye or target on Kennedy's back, because they have so many playmakers coming back next year, guys.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Great job on the sidelines here tonight. 38-14, the win tonight for Iowa City West. And Trojans never trailed in this football game, John. And aside from three turnovers, pretty dominant performance tonight by the Trojans.
You know, everybody thought coming into this game that Iowa City West was the better team. And when you take a look at the three parts of the game, offense, defense, and special teams, that was the case tonight. Kennedy just couldn't muster the offense that was needed to put up a struggle against a team this quality. Garrett Hartwig and his staff should be commended. They know how to get the right people in the right places. They know how to get them the ball. They know how to get them to play defense. They know how to do the special teams. They really had a complete game tonight, with the exception of those first half turnovers. And if you take those three away, you know, pretty much flush that out, almost really a flawless game with the exception of those three turnovers.
The run pass option is so prevalent with this West High team, and that's what's going to make them a tough out when they get to moving on in the playoffs, obviously.
You know, Marcus Morgan, that guy, he's a football player, and I know that sounds weird to say that, because you know he's going to be on the basketball court a whole lot, but I'm here to tell you, as a sophomore, there's going to be eyes opened up about, is there a possibility for a football career for him, because he is really, at this young age, he's showing that he's got all those attributes of a quarterback that are coveted at the next level beyond this. And he's got a couple more years after this one, but he's not done yet this year.
No, definitely not done. And Iowa City West not done as well, as West High gets the victory 38-14 in this one tonight. Let's take a look at the final stats in the ball game. Total yardage, 447 yards for Iowa City West to 242 for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. West High, 182 on the ground, 265 unofficially through the air. Marcus Morgan, 18 of 28, 265 yards, two touchdowns, only one interception tonight. and he was just absolutely terrific. Justin Thomas caught 6 for 93 and a touchdown. Crane, 5 for 75 and a touchdown. Godet caught 2 for 19. Anastad, 2 for 40. Mabry caught 2 for 32. McKay caught 1 for 6 tonight for Iowa City West. On the ground, Morgan led the way. 13 rushes, 67 yards on the night. Peter Breitbach, 11 carries. He had 30 yards on the night. Also, Godet had 1 carry for 21. Landon Green, 1 for 44. That 44-yard touchdown rumble there for Iowa City West. Mabry had 2 runs for 8. West with 21 first downs unofficially, 2 penalties for 10 yards, 1 sack, and 3 turnovers on the night. For the Kennedy Cougars, they end the year at 6-4 for Kennedy. 242 total yards, 144 on the ground, 98 through the air. Max White tonight, he was 8 of 16 for 98 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Tommy Vanek caught 3 for 18. Harrison caught 2, and then 1 apiece for Adams, Fluhop, and Caron Hendren. On the ground, Caron Hendren, 20 carries, 123 yards tonight. And for the year, Hendren goes over 1,200 yards in his junior campaign.
He had one of his best games that he saved for tonight. I just was so impressed with him.
Did a very good job. White only 16 yards on 14 carries tonight, though. Adams carried it 3 times for a total of 13 yards. Kennedy had 12 first downs, 1 penalty for 10 yards, 2 sacks, and 1 turnover on the interception in the ball game tonight. Third down conversions, Kennedy was 2 of 12, 1 of 3 on fourth down, while West was 6 of 13 on third down tries, 1 for 1 on fourth down tries. 3 3 and outs for both clubs tonight, and the time of possession, Kennedy did have a slight edge, 25 minutes and 14 seconds to 22:46 for West. But West overcame the 3 turnovers. It didn't hurt them. 1 did, and they got a big enough lead in the ball game that they didn't allow Kennedy to get back off those turnovers.
It's always hard to turn in the pads, but Kennedy can go into the winter sports season knowing that they came out here and they gave it pretty much everything that they had tonight. I don't think that there's anything that they should feel bad about. I don't think that they're going to look back and say, you know, if only we'd given a little more effort, if only we'd had. They just gave everything they had tonight, and it was a good accounting for themselves, even though they went down 38-14.
Yes, and like Jeff said on the sidelines, a lot of folks back for this Kennedy football team next year.
Going to lose some really nice linemen, too, however, that are going to have to be replaced.
Few back, though. A few back.
So. Yeah, Josh Viss, who hasn't even played.
Yeah, who has been hurt for
he'll be back.
The second half of the year. He will be back coming up next year as well. But it was West High coming away with the victory, 38-14. And like Coach Hartwig said, you don't get a chance very often. How many times do you see it, though?
Yeah.
The second time around in football where it's reversed from that first time.
Especially when it's two evenly matched teams like this is going to be. And you got to think the home field advantage is going to play into that a little bit. Now, I will tell you that Bettendorf does have a tremendous quarterback in Carter Bell, and he's going to be very, very difficult to stop because he does a lot of the same things that Morgan does in terms of making something out of nothing when a play breaks down. So that would be a great game for us to call, Scott, if for no other reason than to watch the quarterbacks.
Yeah, Carter Bell against Marcus Morgan. That is going to be a good one coming up next Friday night in that quarterfinal game with the Dome on the line in that one as the winner gets to move on to the semifinals. Need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza Player of the Game brought to you by Happy Joe's. And that would top off the evening right now with a fine taco pizza tonight from Happy Joe's. We'll see what we can do on the way home right here. A lot of folks. Landon Green was terrific tonight. But I tell you what, Morgan was sensational.
I think that Garrett Hartwig would tell you that he'd like to have the whole team get it because that's kind of their philosophy. But there's no doubt that it was Morgan tonight. I mean, he's the guy that made things happen offensively. And when you put 38 points up on this good Kennedy defense and watch some of the individual effort plays that he had tonight, both running, passing, but also extending plays where he would then come out of nowhere to pick up another first down or extend the play to get a pass downfield somewhere where one of his receivers broke off and drifted into space. I mean, he really was the reason that the 38 points got put on the board tonight.
Yeah, so congratulations to Marcus Morgan. He is tonight's Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game. And we will let you know soon enough where we will be at next Friday night and where our South gym crew will be at next Friday as well. Got a feeling the South folks may be here coming up, getting ready for that one next week, but we shall see, and we'll let you know about it quickly enough.
It was nice to keep the Mackey and Fickle seats warm for them tonight,
We
though.
Kept them warm. We did. Well, they were up Highway 1 up at Solon tonight, but I have a feeling they might be back here coming up next week filling these seats up once again. And, we'll let you know about that. We're going to let you know about the scores coming up next with the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, as we will send it to Jeff Downing coming up after this short break, and he'll have all of the scores from all over Iowa, each of the classes, and they'll have the pairings for the quarterfinal round for you coming up as well. Big thanks to Craig Hegel, everybody here at West High, for all the hospitality. Thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio. Thanks to Sports Minded Boosters, and thanks to everybody for tuning in to this one here tonight. For Jeff Moss, for John Hegarty, Scott Unash saying so long from Iowa City, and the final score tonight of this 4A first rounder, number 5, Iowa City West, 38, and Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 14. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM, and after this break, we'll get you ready for all the scores with the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous.